about fucking. You gotta put it in perspective.
All right, detective, what's this all about? You have 70 seconds.
Why 70?
Do you really want to waste your time while I explain my algorithm?
Right.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hey, you checked out the new Rush album? I've got to say, it rocks pretty heavily, and that's coming from a guy who's seen Hendrix live.
Everything I'm setting out to do is to establish a legacy over the course of one day. Is it going to be easy? Yes. It's about playing the game you love, playing it with intensity and honor, and crushing ass. And by crushing ass, it means getting with the ladies.
This is so degrading. Get his Jack Lemmon impression.
Good morning. Can you make it through Friday?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Get this weed stuck out of here.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Now hiring both locations.
Roll up. This one seems to be about to quit.
Lightly caused by an ingrown hair.
Another hit.
It's our time to shine.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
This was a success.
Roll.
An intellectual. Trust me, I'm like a smart person.
This was a success.
Just pass it around.
Dope to us
forever.
I love what he just said.
Just pass it on down.
And now.
I see. Well, what did the management have to say when you told them you wanted to leave?
Stay for just a while.
Anything else?
Our feature presentation.
Do you guys know anyone else that's really smart that tells people that they're really smart?
No, they don't have to.
That's odd, right?
Yeah.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Friday morning, the 10th of February.
Look, the man has the best words. He just wants to use them.
Right.
That's all. He should be able to put them in whatever order he wants to, because they're the best words.
Right.
Hey, it hasn't been very long since we did the phone topic of you should be dead, you were close to dead, you almost died, but you didn't die. But, man, this story. Did you guys see the guy in Australia?
Did not.
Who was, he was working an excavator on his property, and it tipped over into the mud. And he was in the mud up to his nose.
Oh!
For over 2 hours.
Oh, my.
The fact that this dude had the mental and the physical ability to be able to stay alive in a situation like that. I mean, at 10 minutes, at 20 minutes, at an hour, how do you stay afloat? How do you keep your head above water when you – it would be so easy to give up when there's – it seems so hopeless. I mean, the mental part of it is what's remarkable to me. I would die because of the physical part of it, but the mental part, I just – I don't know where the strength –
You died there as well.
Oh, I would just be like, I'm so dirty. Just die.
Well, so he's not the most – his name is Dennis Miller. He's 45 years old. He's a 3-ton excavator. He's in Charlotte Bay, Australia, 180 miles north of Sydney. When a dam collapsed and the excavator fell down and tipped over, and he was caught under – piece of the equipment under a bar that was on the excavator. Now, he's not the most exciting storyteller in the world, but I think his story is remarkable, so I do want to let you hear it from him, how it went for him that day.
Hit the water, went under the machine. The next thing I feel is the bar, the roll bar, come across my back, and I'm completely underwater. It's very soft, very muddy. So I thought, I've got to get to the surface, push my arms up into the mud and grab a mouthful of air. thought, oh, this is quite serious.
That's my favorite part. That's my favorite part. This is quite serious.
It's quite serious.
Which, I mean, I guess the first thing, you know, when I've been in situations where I've been in, you know, car accidents or, you know, even falling off the stage that time, the initial thing is, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm alive. Thank mm-hmm. God I'm alive. You're so grateful. And then you start to look around and realize that maybe you're not out of the woods yet. And I think that's where he's at, you know, after initially
he's
being
not
excited.
In the woods, Bean. For God's sakes, is in mud.
It's just an expression.
Then he realizes he's got bigger problems, you know, that he didn't have a minute ago.
Thought, oh, this is quite serious. Been surfing a lot of years, been in a lot of quite hairy situations in the water. So I just kind of thought to that, just stay calm. You got to stay calm. Stay calm.
That probably saved his life, wouldn't you think?
I love him.
That sure doesn't sound like it's a problem for him to stay calm.
But under these circumstances, though, right. It's pretty remarkable.
10 minutes passed. I thought, I'll try and dig myself out. So I put my hands down between my legs and started to dig.
Oh, hold on a second. What? Wow. You did what now?
Rewind that.
He did what? Hold on. How do you have time to think about that?
So I put my hands down between my legs and started to dig.
Oh, he's trying to dig. Oh.
That's
how
he was calming himself down.
Right. Oh, all right.
But the machine started sinking as well, so then I was
machine,
there.
Machine, yeah.
If I pushed really hard, I could get my mouth above the water, but I couldn't sustain that position for very long. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I laughed, I swore. Like, this is ridiculous, I could die here. Just give up. There's no way, I'm not letting my daughter. I must think about how they're going to find me face down in a dam, dead.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
There's your motivation, right?
Yeah.
There's your motivation is, I've got a wife, I've got children. They're going to find their husband and father dead in this ditch. And that would be so horrible. I guess what you're thinking is that would be so horrible. I never, ever, ever want to put them through that. So
right. But then on the other side, they do have to listen to his horrible storytelling ability.
I told you he's not the most exciting guy in the world.
So it's
but
like now it's a 50-50.
He's not that bad, Kevin. Come on. You want some more? Yeah, you do.
Yes, please.
On my property, it's like you can't. A 4-year-old, a 9-year-old, and your wife. So that wasn't going to happen. Well, not without a fight. And then I thought Mel Cook, who found me eventually, my neighbor, she will go to get her daughter around 3. I pushed myself up for 10 minutes. I'll scream as loud as I could.
So he's looking. He's going, okay, my next door neighbor goes to pick up her daughter. So she'll be driving by, you know, leaving the house, getting in her car, going to pick up her daughter. So that's where I'm going to make my move, to scream as loud as I can, hoping that she will hear me. And as you heard, spoiler alert, she does hear him and she does come over to help.
And then I just screamed, help, 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 help. Hold it for as long as I could and went down, rest, breathe through the nose for a while. And by that time, a lot of crap from the water, diesel and hydraulic fluid. So it was just all through my nose, short breath. So I take a while, then push myself up, help, 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 help. And then I saw the blue Subaru come up the road. So I was euphoric by then. And I saw her walk around onto the damn wall, and poor thing.
Here's the part where you're going to fall deeply in love with him, Allie. This is the last part where he describes what it's like for his neighbor when she sees him there again in mud up to his nose.
I felt so sorry for her. I felt more sorry for her than myself. The look on her face was just terror.
I mean,
oh man,
how about that? So she calls emergency services, and they send out the firefighters, and the mud pit was too unstable for them to be able to lift the equipment, the excavator, off. So they had to go under and dig him out from underneath.
Whoa.
They had to dig out the ground beneath him so that he would be able to then go under and then slide out from under the bar. So it was apparently a very precarious rescue as well. He was down there for more than 2 hours, you guys.
Oh, wow. Goodness.
Which had to seem like a year.
As did the story.
Okay.
We get it.
What does a guy have to do?
You do not like his story.
What does a guy have to do to impress you? He's just telling us what happened.
I'm just saying. It's one of the most bizarre, exciting stories ever. How does he do that to us? I'm already asleep. What do you think happens in his life when he tells a bad story?
Oh, dear.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin Abicho, shall we?
I hate everything you just said.
We're talking to Jesus today.
What?
How about that?
That's a get.
Tom Payne, who plays Jesus on The Walking Dead, which comes back Sunday.
Oh, not
he plays
the
Jesus.
Thing. Not the real Jesus.
On the walk? No.
An actor.
You thought we'd book Jesus?
No, I thought that'd be good.
Stupid things you bought on eBay today. We have Lumineers tickets. I believe we have your final chance to win Lumineers tickets and the grand prize drawing.
Nice.
Which is very cool. We have a watch that tells you to shut up because you're boring. which I wish that guy had.
Poor guy needed that one.
Brand new internet roundup, and because it's Friday, we've got Movie Beat as well. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat next. LAOC's alternative rock. This is the world famous K-Rock at 5:54.
That band, Jeff, they're from Australia. They can go kill that guy for telling that story too slow for you, Kevin.
I'm just saying it was a dull story.
He's lucky to be alive.
Agreed. I agree with you.
Hey, Kevin Rockwell. Critiquing anyone speaking.
How dare you?
Is awesome. It's my favorite thing.
I can tell a story, Ralph.
It's like Stephen Hawking saying, you don't walk very well.
Look, the guy wasn't screaming. But he told a coherent story that walked us through his journey.
Sure.
I was interested in it.
Yes, it was fine.
It was fine.
It was fine?
It was okay. Fine.
Hey, Ralph, it's Friday. We're glad to see you. What's going on in the world of showbiz today?
Well, it's official. Jason Statham and his model, hottie Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, are expecting their first child.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that?
How about it?
They've
been dating since 2011. They got engaged early last year. She's 29. He's 49. So they got that going for them. Mm-hmm. It's not just, they had sex, Allie. I have a little interest. They're saying this is a very high-risk pregnancy.
Why?
Because of the two of them, because it's Rosie Huntington-Whiteley and Jason Statham. Doctors predict the baby will be beautiful, but will likely kill you once it's born.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yes. It's
okay.
A genetic thing from both sides of the family.
I take it back. This is big news.
If you slap my ass again, I will break your neck, said the baby. Or it will say when it's born.
It's incredible.
Yeah. Ah, finally. Finally, we're going to get American Idol back on television, right?
Oh, that's great news.
Have we just all pined? Were we pining?
I grew up with that show, but it's gone so long now that I just barely remember what it was like.
Can't wait for the reboot. Apparently, American Idol may be coming back to TV, but here's the twist. On NBC instead of Fox.
Okay.
All right.
Same show, though?
Does that mean no Seacrest?
I gotta think there's going to be a Seacrest.
Right.
Okay.
Why do you say that, Bean?
I don't know. I just didn't know if it was, you know, what his deal was. I mean, I guess now that I think about it, he does the New Year's Eve thing for ABC, so I guess he can work anywhere.
And wasn't Knock Knock Live? Wasn't
NBC.
That on NBC?
Mm-hmm.
So what's your thinking there, Bean?
Well, my...
Defend yourself!
I think I explained. My initial thought was I wonder if he was somehow tied to Fox, but then, you know, seconds later I realized he has worked for other networks, so maybe they can get him if they want him. I wonder if he wants to reboot. I wonder if he wants to go back and do that again.
No, it seems like a guy who really doesn't like the limelight much, doesn't like to be in the center.
But, I mean, what are the chances...
The television program?
Look, there's a reason that show went away. What are the chances that America is going to now be overly excited about American Idol and embrace it and it's going to be a smash hit again? I feel like been there, done that, and the voice is better, you know?
We don't need it.
I just don't think.
No,
yeah,
of course we don't need it.
I don't think we need it.
But I can't imagine that everyone involved wouldn't jump at a chance to do it if they could do it again.
Yeah,
because money, mm-hmm. right?
Sure,
that still
money,
exists.
Right?
That's still a thing.
That's a thing.
That's what I thought. Mel Brooks, the best, right? Had a huge success with The Producers, the popular Broadway musical version of his brilliant motion picture.
This was a success.
It was a success. Then he took another shot with the Young Frankenstein musical, which wasn't a success. But apparently he is taking another shot with it. It's amazing to me. The guy, what's he, 97 years old? And he's still slaving away, tinkering and working on stuff. He is doing a reworked version of the musical that will open in London's West End this fall. And then... we're going to see what happens. Casting will be announced soon, they say. But
you know how Bean gets pre-sad about people dying?
Yeah, I do know. I'm familiar with that phenomenon.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mel Brooks is mine.
Really?
I love him so much. I want to have soup with him. Just watch Jeopardy.
That's pretty steamy language for the morning, for morning radio, young lady. We have children listening.
Right?
I don't know if you want to talk about soup and Jeopardy.
That's just what I want.
I'm just going to put you in a wheelchair and put a shawl around you.
I love
push you into the sunroom. Just be done with it. Just leave you in the sunroom.
I just
some checkers.
I appreciate what Allie dreams. She dreams so big. Like there's no bounds for her imagination of the things she could fantasize about,
she
right?
She just wants to go binge watch some Netflix and then have soup. It's just a life. It's a sit life
down well
couch lived.
With Mel Brooks with a TV tray.
That would be amazing.
You can see the sparks
and
electricity coming off of her as she lives her life on a daily basis.
Guys, the number one celebrity on my pre-sad death list has been very ill lately.
Who, Willie Nelson?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah!
Canceling shows. Canceled two shows in Vegas recently, two shows in Bakersfield. Now he canceled in Arizona and New Mexico. I feel like this cold is not going to go away, and it's going to be what kills him, and I'm devastated.
Or he's too baked to work.
So high.
Right?
Forgets the issues.
He could also be high, yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, actress Laura Dern is 50 years old today. Uzo Aduba, you know her as Crazy Eyes, from that hilarious Orange is the New Black, you know, had won for Best Comedy. 36 years old today. Emma Roberts is 26. Chloe Grace Moretz celebrates her 20th birthday. And Elizabeth Banks. How much do we love Elizabeth Banks?
All.
She's going to be Rita Repulsa, you know, in the new Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie. Looks awesome. She's 43 years old today. I remember when we had her on the show, we were talking one of her earlier films, Slither. I just...
Now, I know that you were in Slither, and I remember seeing that movie at the time, but it seemed like it was a long time ago. What stuff did you do in Slither?
What stuff did I do in Slither?
Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
Where are you going with this, Bean?
Who were you in Slither? Did you chase snakes? Did you... What did you do back then?
This was a success.
What did you do
What did
back
you do back then?
That's Mug-esque, right? That is
very much so.
Yeah.
How's life been until now?
Muggian. That's a Muggian question.
Nope. I can't imagine.
And by the way, Slither, nothing to do with snakes. Not about snakes at all.
Can't imagine what I was
And it wasn't
going
what she
there.
Was calling about.
It was one of her very first films.
Right.
From many, 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 many years ago. Mm-hmm. So not only was he unfamiliar with the project and her role in it.
Which was completely irrelevant to the conversation we were having.
Yeah. Yeah.
No clue as to how that happened or what. No.
Yeah.
I apologize to Miss Banks. And happy birthday.
It's too late now. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Metallica and Lady Gaga together? I'm really excited about that. A lot of the performances I'm looking forward to. Lumineers are in town. They're doing a show at the Grammy Museum tonight. It's a private party. K-Rock is throwing. You can't buy tickets, but you can win your way in. And we've got your chance to do that later on this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. And when you win that, you also qualify for the grand prize drawing. We'll do by the end of today's show to send you to Cape Town in South Africa. Get all the details at K-Rock.com.
If I could recap quickly for you the Zero Club and how that came about. I usually run out of really, really low on gas before I fill back up. So I took a picture of my thing saying one distance to empty, 1 mile. Mm-hmm. And then the next week, distance to empty, 0 miles, and set new personal record. And then Beans started making fun of me. And then everybody started calling saying, hey, I do that, I do that, I do that. And the Zero Club was born.
Yeah. I found out that there are more people who do it your way than do it the right way.
Right.
Which is shocking.
Which is shocking because my way is the wrong way.
But you literally started a movement, Kevin.
I sort of just accidentally stumbled onto something everybody else was already doing.
And you were very clear. I have to give Kevin a lot of credit. It's not like Kevin is saying it's the way to go. You
right.
You almost immediately hashtagged it, that's no way to live
this
a life.
This is no way to live your life.
Right. But people still do it.
Yes. And it's still in my timeline of Twitter. I still have every third one is a picture of somebody's dashboard.
And sometimes they're doing it like on the road to Vegas, where if they do run out of gas, it's 40 miles to find the next gas.
Or it's pouring rain. I'm like, you're making terrible decisions.
They got their kids in the car. Like, what are you doing?
So we got an Afro call that I would like to play for you now.
Oh, all right.
From Nicole, who works here at K-Rock with us.
Hi, guys. This is Miss Nicole Alvarez. So, you know that Zero Club, that Zero Mile Club thing that you guys have going? Well, I am a proud member, but now when I have no gas, instead of stopping to get gas, I'm like, oh, look, I'm part of the Zero Mile Club. So on the way home from work, my car started putt-putting. I am now sitting on the side of Santa Monica and Hudson, completely and totally dead with no gas. And my dilemma is, do I call a Lyft and go to a gas station and buy a gas tank and then come back? Do I call AAA and waste that? Or do I wake one of you a-holes up and make you come get me because this is all your freaking fault?
Fail. Epic fail.
By the way, part of the Zero Club is not running out of gas.
So
Nicole?
Nicole.
You ran out of gas, and then you decided you were going to blame it on us.
Well, here's what's even sicker is that before I called for help, I called the Afro line.
Well, I mean, you did the right thing there.
Thank you for that. Yeah. I don't know that we want you in the Zero Club if you can't manage the fuel in your tank.
Well, no. So here, it started like 10 years ago at an Incubus show at the Greek. Mm-hmm. That's the first time I ever ran out of gas.
Right.
And I was in that stacked parking, but I talked about it on the air, and Incubus sent me a gas tank the week after, like just a, you know, like a a gas can. And then, like, a year ago, I lend my husband my car to go to work.
Well, that's a mistake already.
On the way, he ran out of gas, and he left my car in an alley, and I had to take an Uber to my car at, like, 6 in the morning, and I watched the sunrise as I was waiting for AAA.
Good.
And then it happened again, and it happened. It's happened, like, 6 times, really.
Yeah. You know, yeah. We're not the run out of gas club.
That's right.
You know that, right? The idea is that you can go. It's exhilarating because it says 0 yeah. miles to
You're
empty.
You're living on the edge.
You're living on the edge, yeah. But you can still go further, but how far, you don't know, but don't run out.
Yeah, here's it's the difference thing. Between a high and overdosing. You got to know your limits, Nicole.
Here's the thing. I swear my gas gauge must be broken.
Sure.
Because it has to be.
Like they all are.
Well, it should make it more exhilarating because you're always just pushing it. Like, I don't know where I am. But, Nicole, I feel like Kevin has kicked you out of the club.
I mean, yeah. It's not the running out of gas club.
Yeah.
Especially somebody who's run out of gas 6 times, by the way.
That's worse than me.
That's really unfair for you to kick me out of the club, considering that I ran out of gas this last time specifically because of you.
Okay, but again,
if you were really
a card-carrying, proud member of Kevin's Zero Club,
right.
What you would have done is gone, all right, I've gotten as far as I can go. Now I have to buy gas so I'm not a loser and run out.
You're a winner if you're in the Zero Club.
Right.
But then you lose if you're in the run out of gas club.
There's no less than Zero Club.
Okay, so do you want me to try harder? Can you just let me stay in for the time being,
I mean,
and I promise never to do it again?
Did you just get a strike? Is
she's on
possible?
Probation.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's
okay.
What we got to do.
Probation.
By the way, Nicole, seriously, yeah. I think it's a bigger problem that you've run out of gas 6 times in the last 2 years or whatever.
Because I thought I was the worst, and I'm pretty sure I've run out of gas maybe only 4 or 5 times.
Okay,
I mean,
can I ask you, hold on, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Why do you push it? Is it because you don't like stopping to put gas because it's tedious, because you don't want to spend the money? Like, I'm curious as to why we're in the club to begin with.
Well, I'll tell you why for myself. It's because I'm always running late. So now I've got enough gas to go 32 miles, and it's 29 miles to work. So I'm like, all right, I got nothing. You know, I don't have time to stop.
You're pushing the problem down the road is what you're doing.
Yeah,
you know
exactly.
You have to buy gas, but at least you don't have to buy it now.
That's why I do. So then I started realizing, oh, it's I have 24 miles left, and it's 29 miles to my house.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you can make it. Who knew? You can make it on 0, and that's the 0 mile club, but not the run out of gas club.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I do because I just don't feel like putting gas.
You just don't feel like it.
Yeah.
I think that's working out. Keep doing what you're doing, Nicole. Hey, so the verdict here is, and by the way, lovely Nicole Alvarez, ladies and gentlemen, joining us on the Kevin Meade Show, weeknight 6 to 10, right here on KREC. The verdict is that you can still be in the Zero Club, but you are on probation. Do not let this happen again, young lady.
Okay, I promise I'll try harder.
All right. You're the best.
Good luck.
Bye.
This is it, you guys. Looks like one of the big movie weekends of the year. It's time for Ralph Garman and the Movie Beat. Hit it, Steve.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
I'm sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
I'm not sure how big it's going to be, but they certainly are highly anticipated from one reason or another. 50 Shades Darker opens up this weekend, which I think it was the New York Daily News called maybe the dumbest movie ever. So it's got that going for it. It is the return of Christian and Anastasia, and they wrestled with their inner demons, and they confront the anger and envy of the women who came before her in the dungeon with the whips and the things, and they have what you will as well, sir. This is who is this for? I don't know.
Ralph, this is
the lonely ladies.
This is one of those weird things where even people who go and like it, admit that it's crap.
Well, the same book with the book.
Same thing with the book.
Yeah.
What a weird phenomenon.
It is. It's softcore porn. For those who don't have the balls for real hardcore porn.
Right.
I'm guessing. Right, Allie?
Yep.
You know.
Yeah, I know.
Why would you do that?
Because that's what we're talking about. Here's some clips from the trailer of 50 Shades Darker.
I want you back. Have dinner with me.
Okay, fine. I will have dinner with you. Because I'm hungry.
No.
Do you think you're the first woman who tried to save him? What is happening to me? It's not what he wants anymore.
Your boyfriend has a reputation.
Uh-oh. Tell me what you have that I don't.
Oh, no!
You are all going to die tonight.
Maybe.
Wait, that was real? You didn't edit that?
No.
Because I'm hungry?
That's from the movie.
He says, have dinner. She says, okay.
I will, but because I'm hungry.
Oh,
that's
I want to see it now.
See what you've done.
Wow.
You're not part of the solution, Al. You're part of the problem.
That is spectacular.
Also opening up this weekend. Ah, yes, I'm back. John Wick is back. John Wick 3. No. 2. What number is this? 2. Ah, I'm back. John Reeves returns as John Wick, and he's got a gun, and he's upset with people, and there's going to be a reckoning, I reckon. Ian McShane also stars. Ruby Rose is in this film. This is, if they had a team of scientists work on a movie that is just for Kevin, they would just say, let's just pull out any sort of semblance of wit or sense or whatever. Just wherever you have a hole in the script, just put a gunshot.
I don't think you know what you're talking about. This is a good series.
It is a good series.
The first one was great.
That one series?
The first one was great. This one looks great.
This one movie. One movie, not series.
This one looks great as well.
Here's some clips from the trailer of John Wick Chapter 2.
You don't know, man.
I need you to do this task.
I'm not that guy anymore.
You're always that guy, John.
Accounts payable. How may I help you?
I'd like to open an account.
Name on the account?
John Wick. Somebody please get this man a gun.
Whoever comes, I'll kill them. I'll kill them all.
Of course you will.
But I'll kill them because I'm hungry.
I saw the, we have the internet roundup coming up here in a minute, and we're doing the honest trailers on the first John Wick movie. Does he kill, with a handgun, 76 people in that first movie, Kevin? How is there time for anything else in that movie if he's one by one killing 76 people in a 90-minute movie?
I mean, there's a decent amount of killing.
See? Good series. And lastly, the Lego Batman movie, which will be the big hit of the weekend. Hands down, they're predicting $60 million at the box office for this film this weekend. Will Arnett returns as the voice of Batman. Michael Cera is the young Dick Grayson / Robin. Rosario Dawson, Barbara Gordon / Batgirl. And Ralph Fiennes as Alfred Pennyworth, the faithful butler to Batman Bruce Wayne. It is a joy, this film. I had a chance to see it last weekend, and it is maybe one of the best Batman movies ever.
Is that right?
Yes. Inexplicably, it's hilariously funny, and it really takes a lot of shots at the legend that is the Batman character, but at the same time, it's enormously endearing and has a lot of heart, and it addresses some issues with the Batman character that you wouldn't think would be done in such sort of a lighthearted and basically targeted for kids movie, but it was enormously entertaining. Great performances across the board. Here's some clips from the trailer of the Lego Batman movie.
Master Bruce, your greatest fear is...
Snakes?
No.
Clowns?
No. It's being a part of a family again.
No, now it's snake clowns because you put that idea in my head.
Sir, you need to take responsibility for your life, and it starts by raising the young orphan you adopted.
I thought I was being sarcastic.
Come catch your greatest enemy.
Superman is my greatest enemy.
Superman's not a bad guy!
Then I'd say that I don't currently have a bad guy. I am fighting a few different people. I like to fight around.
Zach Galifianakis as the Joker, who's enormously sensitive and very hurt when Batman doesn't consider him his greatest arch villain. It's so entertaining and just a great cameos. Our buddy Doug Benson's in the film, and a lot of other people stopped by. Chris Hardwick. It's very fun. So I can heartily recommend the Lego Batman movie.
Ralph, don't close this without telling us where we can hear you in the film.
I'm a reporter in Gotham City in the film when Barbara Gordon, new commissioner, police commissioner Barbara Gordon, and Batman sort of capture all the villains in Gotham City, and there's a big press conference. I'm one of the reporters there, and I'm also the voiceover of a promotional film talking about Barbara Gordon's work as commissioner, so you can catch me in those two little tiny little roles. Hardly even worth mentioning, but I did have a blast doing it, and thanks to everyone over there at the Lego Batman movie for asking me to come on board. It's really fun. I would say that even if I wasn't in it. It's enormously entertaining. And if you got kids, it's one of those movies you can go to, and your kids will love it, and you will also enjoy it. So, that's my pick for the week. I am Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman. Ralph Garman. Movie beat.
We mentioned that Lumineers show at the private Grammy party at the Grammy Museum tonight, and we are looking for Lumineers fans that want to go to that and be qualified for the grand prize drawing to see the band in South Africa. Kevin, what are we looking for this time around for Lumineers fans?
You know how we do fan songs? Where mm-hmm. people come up with their own songs or raps so that they can tell us how much they want to go to a particular event. This is us just determining that it needs to be a rap.
Oh, wow.
Calling this Yo Lumineers Rap.
And is that because Lumineers fans are well known for their love of mad beats?
Yes, mm-hmm. That's right.
Is that where we're going with this?
We're
going
to do that just after 7:30. So get your rap ready for the Lumineers. Yo, Lumineers raps.
So it can be about your love for the band.
Sure.
Or your love for their songs.
Sure.
Or your love for just going to the event tonight.
Sure.
Or South Africa.
Sure.
Whatever you want to tie in.
Needs to be a rap.
Needs to be a rap. All right, well, that'll be fun, and that'll be a little less than 1 hour from right now here on The Kevin and Bean Show. First, though, how about a brand new Internet Roundup?
Wake up, and watch the Internet Roundup!
Yeah! Our producer, Dave Sanchez, King of Mexico, in studio. Hey, Dave.
That's me. What's up, guys?
You sound like you're ready for the Lumineers Rap Contest. You do a great job of compiling the best viral videos of the week and putting
Thank
them up at krock.com. What's your favorite of the batch this week?
It'll either be Dogwick, which is awesome, as Kevin mentioned.
Dogwick is awesome.
Or Beauty and Voldemort, which is a mashup of the Beauty and the Beast trailer with Voldemort.
That's
as the
also
Beast.
Awesome as well.
Yeah, that's a very well done video, so you would check that out on it.
And I'm glad you mentioned Dog Wick, because with the John Wick 2 movie coming out this weekend, Dog Wick is if John Wick had been killed and then the dog has to make the revenge moves.
He's got a gun.
He's taking out everybody. It's awesome. There's also a video of a doctors pulling a live cockroach out of a woman's skull.
Hard pass.
That's good, right?
If you're interested,
dude, don't worry. The roach isn't that big.
Went right past that one,
and the roach was alive too.
Yeah, it's fine.
Don't care. And also a man doing a duet with his washing machine on "The Devil Went Down to Georgia." So you want to see all those? Plus, let's spotlight a couple of others for you. Mac Lethal is perhaps my favorite rapper in the world. We've had him on the Kevin and Bean Show before, and he is phenomenally entertaining. He did a video a couple weeks ago where he rapped 77 seconds on one breath. That's how good a rapper he is. Well, his new video did not go quite so well. He got challenged to rap after eating one of those Carolina Reaper peppers, the hottest pepper in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a two-parter for you. The first clip, we're going to hear him talking it up about what he's going to do and why, and then you'll hear what the result was.
I'm going to eat the hottest pepper ever while rapping. I'm about to spit the hottest flow in the history of mankind. Mouth so hot, it starts to blister and I can't rhyme. Right here is the Carolina Reaper, the hottest pepper ever, and I swear it's full of ether. I'm about to take a bite while rapping on the mic. I hope it doesn't take my tongue and stab it with the spike. This was a challenge by a YouTube subscriber. Here we go. I'm gonna eat it and continue the flow.
Okay, here's what happens next. He doesn't continue the flow.
He eats it. He doesn't continue the flow.
By the way, why eat the biggest pepper?
Can't you just get a little one? His is so big.
Didn't fear it.
It really is. It's the size of a peach. And by the way, Mac Lethal had said in the comments that he has seen other people do these pepper videos, and he just thought they were weak.
Sure.
So he showed them. Not only could he eat it, but he could eat it and still rap. Well, he completely, I mean, he can barely stand. He's in so much pain. And he can't rap anymore. And about 30 minutes later, he films this to tell you what the experience was like.
I had to make myself throw up. That was brutality. The worst part about that was not the heat in the mouth and the sinuses. It felt like my throat wasn't necessarily, I'm not going to be dramatic and say that it was like swelling shut, but it did and still does feel very swollen. Sorry if the camera's shaky. I'm kind of trembling. Throwing up by far was the best thing that I could have done because the pain in my stomach was unmanageable.
What I love about this is there are people who are going to see this and they're going to go, Mac Lethal is weak. I'm going to eat a Carolina Reaper pepper. And I think that someone should be beer mug. Who's with me?
100%.
Right?
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, check that whole video out. You'll enjoy it very much. There's a new country in the running to be second in the world. As we all know, thanks to our glorious leader, Donald J. Trump, America first is the new motto of the world. But a lot of countries are in the running to be second. Who was it last week that made the video? Was it the Netherlands where they were trying to get
Denmark,
in?
Denmark?
Was it Denmark? Well, now a bunch of other countries are saying, hey, Donald Trump, at least make us second. And I think Australia has a good case as to why Donald Trump should consider the request.
Our history is great. We were founded as a convict colony. The whole island is a jail. It was mainly people who stole bread to feed their families. Total scumbag. The worst people, I have to tell you. We don't have a wall, but we've got a fence. A rabbit-proof fence. Terrific fence. And we made the rabbits pay for it. You'll love it. Australia loves travel bans. We have all the best travel bans. When Johnny Depp tried to bring his dogs here, we threatened to shoot them. And then made him film this humiliating video.
When you disrespect Australian law, they will tell you from.
Sad. We were second to have Russell Crowe, second to have Mel Gibson. Have you met Mel? I think you guys would get along. We totally understand it's going to be America first. But can we just say Australia second? Or, at the very least, please bomb Australia last.
I think that's a reasonable request, right? And finally, on this week's Kevin Amina Internet Roundup, Kevin, you and Sean Spicer have so much in common. We didn't realize it at first. He, of course, is the press secretary for Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
And somebody has put together a fantastic video of GQ. Just a few of the things that Sean has said there in the podium there at the White House. And we thought we might present this in honor of you, Kevin, as a moment with Sean Spicer.
And now, a moment with Sean Spicer.
Hey, guys, good morning. Good afternoon. We've also otherwise violated our laws. We cast a historic deciding vote for Secretary of Education. We have our eyes on Kabul today for reaction to our Skype introduction seats yesterday. Elaine Chao also gratefully.
That was a moment with Sean Spicer.
The whole video is worth checking out. You can see all these and so much more, and including, did I mention somebody removing a live cockroach?
Yeah,
inside you mentioned that.
It wiggles. It does wiggle. You can see all of those at krock.com and kevinandbean.com. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Wake up! Wake up! And watch the Internet Roundup!
Yeah!
What hey!
106.7 KROQ is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 6:54.
Ralph is here. Time for another look at the showbiz beat. It's Friday morning. What do you got going on, man?
Before I get to show business news, let me give you something, you nice people who listen to this program. Can't imagine what's going on in your life where you make that choice.
Right?
But
we're happy about it.
We're glad that you do. Here's what we have this morning to offer you. A pair of passes to the K-Rock Advanced screening of The Great Wall.
Yay!
New action-adventure film starring Matt Damon. He's so good. This happens February 15th at the Pacific Theaters at the Grove. But besides just getting that, you'll also qualify for the grand prize, which is a VIP four-pack of passes to the premiere of The Great Wall at the TCL Chinese Theater. You'll get access to the TCL suite and the TCL box. You will be living in style at the premiere of The Great Wall if you're the winner of the grand prize. So you will get a pair of passes to the screening, and then you'll also qualify for this grand prize as well. First five callers through right now at 1-800-520-1067 will be our lucky winner. So give us a call.
Who likes the idea of the wall? I love it.
Donald's looking forward to the wall. We got Alec Baldwin, by the way, hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, hosting.
Yes.
Excellent.
Right? They're saying there's all kinds of surprises in store. Perhaps, and it has been rumored, maybe even with the success of Melissa McCarthy as Sean Spicer, perhaps Rosie O'Donnell as Steve Bannon. So,
did you see her new avatar picture?
I have seen her new Twitter avatar, yeah. It's her face swapped with Bannon, and so it's Bannon's hair and rumpled coat and everything with Rosie's face on it.
Shockingly looks a lot like Josh Gad.
How dare
I'm
you?
I'm just saying, it's wow. the
you
weirdest
are,
thing.
You're off.
If you look at
you're
it.
You're off the team.
Okay. Looks like
guys, do we want Rosie to come back, though?
Do you know how much that will bother
yeah,
Trump?
Of all people? If Rosie O'Donnell, who is his sworn enemy, if she starts
yeah,
taking
they have
shots
feuded, yeah.
on SNL? So the enemy of my enemy is my friend, right?
Okay. All right. So I guess we're Team Rosie O'Donnell again now.
We don't have to go that far, do we?
Right. Can't we just, go that far.
Can't we just nod politely in her direction?
Just allow it, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess he will divide us, by the way, Donald Trump. Because, you know, Shia LaBeouf's He Will Not Divide Us?
Right.
That has been closed.
Oh, no. It was supposed to go for 4 years.
Yeah, it's over. It's done.
What
it
happened?
It's been closed.
But 4 years.
Because it turns out he will divide us.
Oh.
They found out. They realized while they were there, and everybody started punching each other. That's when they realized that he will divide us, and we're going to turn off the camera. That is literally why they had to shut it down. The 24/7 webcam has been shut down from the Museum of the Moving Image in New York City because it became a, in the words of the police, a flashpoint for violence.
Wow.
People were showing up there just to punch people from the other side. So the He Will Not Divide Us protest became the personification, the ultimate example of He Will Divide Us. That's
you
not what they wanted.
Is so innocent?
No, I guess it isn't. So I feel bad for Shia because he did time over this, man.
Right?
He did.
Remember, he went in.
Actual cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
He went in the big house. Today, if you're a fan of Adam Levine from Maroon 5... I know one of us is. I know Kevin, whenever the band comes up, Kevin always demands that we give some love to Maroon 5.
Let's give some love to Maroon 5.
All right. Adam Levine, Levine.
Shaka Khan? I don't know now. Now I don't know.
Right? I thought
Levine,
I knew until
I
saw
it's
it
Levine.
In
I think
Chris.
It's what he said it first. Levine.
Yeah, or is it Levine?
Well, I think it's Levine.
Or is it Levine?
I know what you're asking.
Adam Levine
is what it is.
Or is it Levine?
Okay. What's going on with Adam Levine?
He's getting his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this morning. So if you're a fan like Kevin is and you want to give some love to Maroon 5, you can go on down 11:30 a.m. this morning to 6752 Hollywood Boulevard right in front of the Musicians Institute. And you can watch Adam get his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Is it at 11:30 or is it at 11:30? Do you know?
Fellow voice judge Blake Shelton apparently will be on hand to say a couple words, as will Sammy Hagar. So it just gets better and better. And you know how I have all these great ideas, right?
Sure.
I was aware of that.
Oh, come on. You got to know that.
I mean, okay.
All my great ideas.
Let's go with that.
I don't ever act on them. That's the problem. And right. Now another one of my great ideas now has been stolen out from under me, and now I'm just horked.
Okay.
Hope everybody's happy.
Which one got stolen?
Here's
now?
The thing about biopics. You familiar with biopics?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Biopic is a fictionalization of a real person's life story. So it's a biographical picture. A motion
like the
picture.
Recent New Edition miniseries.
Oh, so good.
Biopic.
Right. Or What's Love Got to Do with It, let's
sure.
say, where we saw Angela Bassett play Tina Turner, or La Bamba, or Ray. Remember Jamie Foxx played mm-hmm. the great acclaimed Ray Charles. Musical artists who are given this treatment, often it does great things for the artist and also for the people involved. And for the longest time, I had always wanted to do a movie about late R&B legend Teddy Pendergrass. You know who Teddy Pendergrass is?
Oh, mm-hmm. sure.
Teddy Pendergrass was an R&B legend who I think hasn't got enough exposure. He was a Philadelphia kid, born and raised, was a lead singer of a band called Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. He's a legend in Philadelphia. Growing up, he couldn't get any bigger than Teddy Pendergrass. I mean, maybe you know his hit song, Love TKO. Think I better let it go.
Looks like another Love TKO. He used to make what they called in Philadelphia baby-making music.
Amen.
Right?
Good
and
Lord.
Fascinating life. Came up as a lead singer of this R&B band, then broke out on his own to huge success, then paralyzed in a car accident and had to spend the rest of his life in a wheelchair, but then came back and started singing again in the 90s in the wheelchair. It's got everything. Ups and downs and triumph and tragedy. Everything.
Right?
And now BBC Films has just announced they're working on a documentary about the late Teddy Pendergrass, and they're going to do a big revival of his career.
Can you still get in on it by playing Teddy Pendergrass in
right?
the movie?
Right? That's what I'm saying.
I mean, you may not own the rights anymore, but at least you can be the guy who stars in
it. A black kid from Philly playing a black kid from Philly.
Right?
How great would that be? Like another Love TKO! I could do it.
I like Close the Door, man. That was my
favorite
song. Yeah,
Close the Door. Yeah. Let's make some babies.
Turn off the lights.
Hey, if you want to make some babies, tomorrow night, 10 p.m., why don't you come see Hollywood Babylon with me and Kevin Smith? We can make some babies.
No. I mean, no.
Kevin Smith and I take the stage at the Improv on Melrose. We have a pretty good time. We're doing a Saturday night this week. A little change of pace. So if you'd like to see the show tomorrow night at 10 p.m., go to the improv.com website at improv.com. Click on Hollywood and get your tickets there. Love
that
to see
was
you
so tomorrow. Average.
Come on, Donald. Today's celebrity birthdays. Laura Dern's 50 years old today. Elizabeth Banks turns 43. Uzo Aduba celebrates her 36th birthday. Emma Roberts, lovely and talented actress, is 26. And Chloe Grace Moretz. Remember Hit Girl? Oh, she was so good. Was Hit Girl, 20 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show, Bisbee.
Cape Town, South Africa is where you're going to go if you win the grand prize drawing for K-Rock's Wheels Up 2017 Destination Number 2. Here's how it works, guys. We're giving away Lumineers tickets for tonight at the Grammy Museum. That's a private K-Rock party. And then you qualify for the grand prize drawing we'll do in the 9 o'clock hour today to go to South Africa. Now, we're looking for Lumineers fans in about 30 minutes from right now. You love the Lumineers. You want to go to this. You want to have a chance to go to South Africa. What do you need to do, Kevin?
You need to give us a fan song. But in this particular case, we're saying that we need a rap. Mm. We're calling this Yo Lumineers Raps. So you need to come up with your own rap to tell us why you need to win this contest and be there tonight and go to South Africa as well. And we're going to do that in about a half hour, just after 7:30.
Now, do we need to add the whiter you are, the better, or is that just
nope,
implied?
That's implied.
All right. So white people, get on it. We want your Lumineers rap in about 30 minutes or so right here on K-Rock, and you could find yourself in South Africa. I started seeing this technology a few weeks ago, and I was on one of my Asperger's websites, and they were talking about how a lot of times people with the Asperger's have trouble reading facial expressions and tonal intonations. In other words, they're not really sure that the person they're talking to is happy or sad
right.
or engaged.
They miss have all of those cues.
They miss the cues, right, exactly.
And we know that from somebody that works on this show.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about there, but I'm just saying I thought this was interesting that they now have a technology that they can put into a watch or into a smartphone or something like that, that you can tell whether somebody is, as I mentioned, happy or sad or whether they're neutral. And it has been further tweaked now to tell whether what you are listening to is boring or not.
Oh, so dear Lord.
So you're having a conversation. Like, if I'm an Asperger's guy and I'm talking to somebody.
Which you are and you are.
And the watch can tell me that I am being boring.
Right.
Oh.
Need it.
Is this technology that you would be interested in buying 20 of these wristwatches for those of us who work on the show, Kevin?
I mean, I feel like you're going to get 10 of them for Christmas.
The Massachusetts Institute of Technology has a wristband loaded with sensors that captures this data and lets you know whether what is being said is boring or not. So we asked Dave, because this just seemed like fascinating, cutting-edge technology. I'm so impressed that they were able to come up with something like this. We said, who can we talk to from MIT? And I believe we have Dr. Clark McNeil on the line to describe this product. Hey, doctor, how are you? Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me.
This is unbelievable technology. You must be very excited to see what you're able to use this for in a watch, right?
It's really quite remarkable, and we think it's really going to make a large impact on the way people communicate, but also technology as we know it, because this is something that can be put into, as you mentioned, in a wristwatch or a smartphone, and it It will be able to, like you said, monitor and give you some biofeedback regarding to how a conversation or interaction is going between two people.
Now, if you could put it in layman's terms for me, because I don't really understand the technology, how does the watch know what's being said is boring rather than interesting?
Well, the wristband that we use is loaded with sensors, and it captures physiological data, which okay. includes heart rate, blood pressure, blood flow, temperature, movement. If you're familiar at all with a lie detector test,
mm-hmm.
how that uses physiological cues to dictate whether someone is telling the truth or not, this is a similar technology. It's a little bit more sophisticated, a little more fine-tuned, but this will be able to tell whether someone is bored with what you're saying or you are bored by what they're saying and how the conversation is going in general. I got one here. You put it on like this.
Because how does it let you know?
Well, that is just a basic flat line, just sort of a basic level.
Okay.
You understand? And that gives you something to go from. As it progresses, the alarm gets higher or lower, it tells you whether you're more or less interested in a conversation.
Oh, all right. So you're going to have that on now then during this conversation?
I will, yeah.
Okay. So is this the type of thing that's likely to be coming to market soon, or is this one of those technologies you hear about and it's years out?
It's closer than you might think. It's just a matter of getting it adapted by people who make this sort of technology and being able to...
What? What just happened?
I'm just bored by you.
You're bored by us?
Yes.
You were the one talking.
Yeah, I know.
But we were just asking some reasonable questions about the product.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
How much would an item like this cost, Doctor?
Ugh. I don't know. I'm not a price guy. I don't.
Right. I'm just.
I'm not in charge of pricing. I don't work.
Okay.
I don't work at Best Buy. What else you got?
I just thought you might have an idea.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Okay.
Doesn't this sort of count on the person who's being boring to
to
put it on themselves?
Yeah, okay. It's important. Yeah, okay.
Will it come in different colors?
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. This is going to blow off my wrist with you people.
I think we're asking some... What happened there? What?
Every time you talk.
Come on, Doc.
It's in flames. The watch is now in flames.
No, no.
Nice work, you boring bastard. I hate you.
We are doing a thing with the Lumineers at the Grammy Museum.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
You could be there, and you could also qualify for that trip to see the Lumineers in Cape Town, South Africa. And we're going to do that just after 7:30 with your fan songs, but in this particular case, we're making them raps.
Yeah, that's all you have to do is do what comes naturally. And just
Yo, Lumineers raps.
Yeah, just feel it.
So we're looking,
just feel it.
We're looking for raps about why you need to win this prize and go to South Africa and see the Lumineers. We're going to do that. We'll open up the phones now, 1-800-520-1067. Call now, and we'll do that next.
I frankly can't wait, by the way. I know that our listeners will come through.
They're going to deliver.
Ralph, last hour in the Movie Beat, gave rave reviews to the new Lego Batman movie that opens everywhere today, which, by the way, does look tremendous. Will Arnett playing Batman was a lot of people's favorite part of the original Lego movie, and the studio recognized that, so they've given him his own spinoff movie, and apparently it's just wonderful. Well, Will Arnett is making the rounds, and he was on BBC Radio 1 last weekend with Matt Edmondson, and they issued a challenge to him that I think you guys will find very enjoyable. Because here's the thing about Will Arnett. He's not only just a great actor, he's a great improviser.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And he is able to, as Lego Batman, do an amazing thing here. I think you'll like it.
So it is time for an alphabetical, and we are honoured to welcome Lego Batman from the Lego Batman movie. Batman, hello.
Parking was not easy around here. Everybody's crazy. Everybody's on the wrong side.
Well, I think it is the right side, but do you know
what? Let's just agree to say that I'm right.
Okay, let's agree that, Batman. Let me explain how it works. We're going to phone a toy shop.
Okay.
Every time you speak, you're going to start your sentence with the next letter of the alphabet.
Quick question.
Yep.
Which alphabet? English?
The English alphabet.
Peter, load the English alphabet. Okay, I'm good.
So, this is a real toy shop. They're in Bury St. Edmunds. Let's phone them now. Remember, the first thing you say has to start with a letter A.
Good afternoon, Starlings. How can I help?
Are you open today?
Yes, we are.
Because I'm looking for some toys.
What toys are you looking for?
Can't tell you what it's called. I can't remember.
Hello.
Do you have any, what's the one, the blocks that snap together?
The blocks that snap together?
Easily the biggest child's toy of the last 50 years.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I can put you on to my manager.
First, let me ask you this. Go get your manager, that'd be fine. Although, hold on.
Right, yes?
Is there a way, just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Kryptonite. No, that's the other guy. Lego.
Lego, yeah, would you do Lego, yes?
My son loves Lego. His name is Dick.
Mm-hmm.
He's my adopted son.
Yeah.
Nice kid.
Yeah.
Originally, he wanted Playmobil, and then I talked him into Lego.
Yes.
People love Lego.
Yeah, okay.
Quality stuff.
Yeah, we've got lots of Lego, yes.
Regular Lego or Batman?
We have normal Lego, we have Lego City, Batman.
So, if I wanted Lego Batman movie Lego, you have some of the sets there?
Yes, we do, yes.
Totally new?
Yes, it's just come in, yep.
Uranium was... sorry, my son's just handed me this Google. He's really into science right now.
Okay.
Victory is mine, because I just remembered uranium and I was telling my son. Sorry. Anyway, would you be able to tell me your closing time tonight?
Yeah, we close at 5:30.
Xylophones. Do you guys carry xylophones too? Sorry, that's just my other son. He's really into music.
Xylophones. No, we haven't got any of those in, I'm afraid.
You've been very, very helpful. I'm sure it's busy.
Okay.
Zoo-like, I bet, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That is fun.
Wow.
Honestly, I was just trying to think what letter was next, right. And he was just right. Coming up with questions. That's insanity.
Wow.
That's insanity.
He's a handsome genius.
He certainly
he is. Wow.
All right, Willard at Lego Batman, go see it. You guys ready for some Lumineers raps?
Yes, we are.
We'll do that next time, K-Rock.
Here's what we know about our audience, Kevin and Bean audience, and that's that we rap.
And we rap. Can't stop, won't stop.
We rap hard. We go hard when we rap.
Okay. Yes, we do. So, of course, obviously, it makes sense.
Sure.
You're giving away tickets to a raging hip-hop show like Lumineers at the Grammy Museum.
Right.
Got to ask your listeners to rap, obviously, right? So that's what we're going to do right now at 1-800-520-1067. Hit it, Steve.
Yo, Lumineers rap, that's where it's at. Come on, come on, just don't be whack.
Yeah.
Make sure your flow is nice and tight. Then you'll see the Lumineers tonight. So spit and rhyme about the Lumineers. This is your shot. Don't show fear. So come on down to battle. You could be the one. So step up to the mic, let's have some fun. Yo, Lumineers raps!
All right. Thank you, DJ Omar Khan. Let's go to Adrian first in Santa Ana. He is on line one, and he will get us started. Adrian, thank you for calling. Thank you for holding on. What are you going to be doing for us here today?
I'm going to be rapping about the Lumineers.
All right. Is this an original, or are you basing this on something we know?
It's original.
Original. Okay. Ish. Can't wait. Yeah.
Here's Adrian. Ish. Okay, here's Adrian.
I don't know when the Lumineers say ho hey, if they're talking to Ophelia or Cleopatra. All I know is South Africa, I'm coming at ya. I hope I get to go far to hear Wesley on that guitar, but we all know that Neely is the big star.
She is.
By the way, was very clever. I like the way you worked in all that Lumineer stuff. Good job, Adrian.
That wasn't bad.
Yeah.
You hang on. All right, let's try, let's go Christy. HB, please, line three, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Christy.
Hey, hi, guys.
You gonna rap for us?
Yeah.
Yo, Lumineers raps.
White girls from
Yo, Lumineers raps.
White girls from Huntington Beach are the best rappers, and that's a fact.
That is. That's a fact.
Yeah, totally.
All right, Christy, go ahead.
Okay. Yo, here we go. I was rapping on K-Rock to win tickets that can't be bought, completely realizing I'm whiter than I ever thought. That's okay. After all, it's for the Lumineers anyway. Hey-ho, Cleopatra, Ophelia, Angela, and Christy. Love the Lumineers and want to make history. So pick me, and tons of fun will be. Despite my whiteness, I'm pretty good at this rappishness-y.
Well done,
that's
Christy.
That's not bad.
Thank you. You hold on. Let's go down to line six out to Irvine and say hi to Corey. Corey, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm going to rap for you.
You're going to rap for us.
Best case scenario for Yo Lumineers raps. Go ahead.
By the way, look how many ladies are on the line. Tremendous.
Because
amount.
They love rap or the Lumineers?
I don't know what's going on here.
Both. Okay.
Corey, we're excited to hear what you have for us.
All right. Yo, yo, yo. So I'd really like to see the Lumineers, and I know it really eased all my fears about driving Friday night to LA Live on the 110 freeway after 5. Now, Kevin, Bean, and Allie are my fave. Ralph is pretty cool, so are Chip and Dave, but fire beer mugs.
Really? She dropped the mic at the end.
Yeah, like she that. Really I mean, did. Really brought nice it. Job. All right, let's go back to line two now, into Huntington Beach again. We got another white lady, and it's going to be Belinda. Hey, Belinda, what's going on?
She's white.
I'm just assuming.
Hey, guys. Hey, Allie.
She's white. Hi, Belinda.
A lot of competition for this prize today. What are you going to do for us?
I'm actually going to rap the Lumineers.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
Okay.
All right. I'll allow it. Here's Belinda.
Oh, you got the little paycheck. You got big plans. You got the move. And I don't feel nothing at all. And you can't feel nothing small. Honey, love. That's all she wrote. Mic drop.
Look at that. Lumineers are going to hear that. They're going to go, oh, we should have done that song your way. All right. We have time for a couple more?
Yes, sure. Please.
Let's go to Norwalk, please, line 5. Let's get to Vince in the mix here, see what he's got going on. I'm sorry, Kevin. What's this game called again? I'm having trouble.
Yo, Lumineers raps.
That's right. All right, Vince, you're up.
What's up, Kevin and Bean?
What kind of rap are you going to do? Original?
I'm going to do an original.
Okay.
Yeah, original.
Here's Vince right. from Norwalk. Good luck.
All right. I want to go tonight to the Lumineer show, ranting and raving, screaming in the first row. But oh my gosh, I need some tickets to go, so I make a quick call to the Kevin Bean show, hoping that this rap will end my ticket quest, and at the end, it will be a success.
Hey, you should have said success, first of all. But no, other than that, I thought it was very clever. Right. Thank you very much.
Hold on.
Did we talk to Nicole, line 7 in L.A.?
No.
I think she might be next.
We did not. All right. Nicole, hi.
Hi, good morning.
We're doing
Yo Lumineers Raps.
You ready?
I guess. I'm a typical white girl, but I'm going to try.
All right. You going to do
okay,
an original
for you.
Or a parody of something else?
I have an original and short and sweet.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
All right. Please pick me. I'm on my knees. Got the Lumineers on repeat daily. To win, it would be so crazy. Never been to a show, but I really need to know what it's like to go. At this point, it would surely be a sin if you don't pick me to win.
Not bad.
I appreciate, right? I appreciate the dedication and the sincerity there. All right, let's do one more.
See what
let's
I'm saying? We have the Bean fans rap.
Yeah, they go hard. You're
they
right.
go hard.
Let's close with a Cindy line 4. She's in L.A.
All right, Cindy. Hi.
Hi there.
You're going to rap for us?
I am going to be white to the bigly.
Okay.
White All to right. the bigly.
We're excited.
Go ahead.
Okay. I say ho to the hay and hey to the ho. I love the Lumineers, and you know I got to go to the show because I know that I can write a song. Don't know where I belong, but I know that I went wrong. I say hey, I say ho, I say ho, I say hey, I say Kevin, I say Bean. I say here I am today saying Ophelia. She ain't on my mind because that song don't really rhyme. Now with that ain't enough. Well, then screw it. This is really tough.
That was like right out of like 1988, wasn't it? That was pretty cool. All right, you guys, we got some tough choices to make. Let's put Sydney on hold. What do you guys think? Is it drawing time? Too many good ones to choose from? What do you think?
I think the first guy I loved. I love the last girl.
I loved Adrian, too.
I mean,
I love Cindy.
I mean, we have
a lot of them, though.
I feel like we have to do a drawing.
Okay.
What do you think, Allie? Drawing?
Drawing.
I mean, just because we're not...
Just too much talent out
too
there.
Much
That's
talent.
The problem.
Yes.
All right. So Adrian, Belinda, and Christy, and Cindy, and Vince, and Corey, and Nicole, all in the running. One will be at the Grammy Museum tonight to see the Lumineers and eligible for the grand prize drawing that we will do later today, by the way, to see the band in Cape Town, South Africa. Who's our winner, please, Allie?
The winner is Corey.
Corey.
Yay!
Congratulations, Corey.
Yay!
You win. Thanks for playing the game.
Yo, Lumineers Raps!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:53. Wait till you guys hear what Ralph Garman bought on eBay. You're not going to believe it, and we're going to be taking your calls of ridiculous items that you bought on eBay over the years coming up the next half hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show. First of all, though, Ralph is here, and it's time for the Showbiz Beat on a Friday.
Perfectly reasonable purchase, by the
right,
way.
Right, that's what we meant.
That's what you meant
yeah.
to say.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations to my buddy Kevin Smith. He's at the top of the social media trends this morning. Thanks for a little announcement he made last night talking about his new film that we'll be working on this year called Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Yay!
This is my buddy Kevin taking his characters, Jay and Silent Bob, out of storage and applying them to the current Hollywood landscape, which is a reboot of everything. And so it's kind of a spoof on the fact that the Blunt Man and Chronic movie they hated so much in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back is being rebooted by Hollywood. And so they have to make a trip to Hollywood once again to try to stop a brand new reboot of a movie they already hated. And in essence, rebooting Jay and Silent Bob as well. So it's a very clever idea. And
it gave me a boner.
Yeah, a lot of people are talking about it. We'll be talking about it tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. Come see me and Kevin do Hollywood Babylon at the Improv on Melrose. We're doing a special Saturday night show at 10 p.m. tomorrow night. And Kevin will be coming back from Vancouver. He's shooting the Supergirl right now, but he's going to come back on Saturday. And I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about this brand new project that he's working on.
You can't make me do stuff. You're not the boss of me.
A lot of people are very excited. Go to improv.com to get your tickets for tomorrow night's show. In the meantime, speaking of reboots, how about Oprah Winfrey, right? Thank you. All right. Good night, everybody.
What's happening?
Gonna need more.
Oh, you're gonna need more? How about Oprah Winfrey starring in a reboot of Terms of Endearment? Right? There you go.
I mean,
put that in your pipe and smoke it. Put that in your weight and watch it.
I'm not sure it worked, but I like it.
Because she owns Weight Watchers.
Yeah, I got it.
Lee Daniels in talks to direct Oprah Winfrey in a remake of the 1983 Oscar-winning film Terms of Endearment. Reboot! Shirley MacLaine won an Oscar for Best Actress for that very same role. The film was nominated for 11 Academy Awards, won 5, including Best Picture, and I believe Jack Nicholson also won for his work as the retired astronaut who becomes the love interest of the main character. So
we have this conversation all the time when these reboots come around, where you can say, well, the original movie was perfect. There's no reason to remake it. It's been done as well as it could ever be done. But then Kevin will come back and go, yeah, but it was 35 years ago. A lot of people have never seen it. A lot of people never will see it. So why not? If it's a great idea and a great script, why not introduce it to new people?
Movie Club don't have this one.
So, I mean,
no, it's not a good argument, because if you're interested in seeing Terms of Endearment, it's there on every possible avenue for you to get to.
But I hear that, but there may be people today who don't care about Jack Nicholson or even know who he is, but might be interested if that movie gets made now with an actor that they like, and they might go see it because of that.
Will she be Shirley MacLaine or Deborah Winger? Okay.
Deborah Winger plays a young daughter.
Well, I was confused. What was
happening?
You're
going to get Maya Angelou to play the mom?
Yeah, I'd see that.
Well,
quite a get.
Now you know why the cage bird sings.
Look, the original will still exist, but it's also possible they could make a good remake of the film as well, isn't it?
Why waste the time and energy when you could apply that to an original screenplay that could be as impactful for a new audience as that film was in 1983 for that audience?
Maybe it's not easy to write scripts that great. Maybe somebody looks at this and goes, wow, this is an A-plus script.
Right.
Let's get some great actors
together. So
let's
take a great script and then make it less great by rewriting it.
But it's Lee Daniels. He's a master. He's amazing.
Right, so have him do something that's... Remember how amazing he's been when he did those original films?
Yes.
Let's do that project for
him,
then.
Maybe he's a little tired.
He was taking some time off and just shoot somebody else's script.
That was good. Let's do
spend
that.
A lot of plates.
My fear is all we're going to have now is remade films with black casts and all female casts in male roles. We're
going to
take every established film and just do a black version and a woman's version, and then that'll be every movie we get from now on.
Maybe it's about damn time, Ralph.
Why can't women and black actors have their own projects? Why do they have to be warmed over remakes of other films?
Why not both?
Why both?
Why not both?
No, but why both?
But why not?
If you're doing good original work, you don't need to do warmed-over versions of other movies.
Why not?
Because it does a disservice to both parties.
Does it?
I'm trying to judge this argument. I can't. Dean, help me. I don't know what to do here. Look,
they both sound right.
I agree with everything Ralph is saying, but I also have come to agree with Kevin's point of view.
Right,
which is
loud.
Which is that there's room for both.
Every movie beat John Wick. Best series.
They're not deleting the old one. They're just making a new one.
And I just feel like a lot of people will never go back to that 80s movie and watch it. So if it's a great idea, why not update it for the 21st century?
Right.
Let's still let people do original movies, too. Not everything has to be updated.
All those old references of people talking to each other and falling in love. We can't have that anymore. We have to now make it about robots. What do you mean updated? How are you updating it?
The story
of a mother and her daughter and a man that she falls in love
with.
You
update it with a different, more contemporary cast. Yeah. That's all I'm suggesting.
White hot Oprah Winfrey. I see what you're saying. You make an excellent point, Bean. Because all the kids are going to rush out to see the new Oprah movie.
This was a success.
It wasn't a success.
I feel like he doesn't agree with that.
You're not putting Beyonce in the movie.
Well,
but we don't
do we
know that.
Know?
Maybe
we
you do know Beyonce in the movie.
Yes, we do know that.
Oh.
We don't. By the way, Bean's saying, maybe we do put her in the movie. You and Lee getting together?
He's a consultant.
Bean's a wheeler dealer.
What I'm saying is Oprah is playing one of the older people in the movie, but there's lots of younger people in the movie, too, that they could still cast with folks that people would be excited to go see. That's
right.
How about the Cash
Me Outside girl?
No.
Let's have her.
Let's put her in it.
I do not want her.
Cash Me Outside. How about
that? Cash Me Outside. How about that?
That's a great idea.
There's already friction between her and the mother because there's a lot of tension. Now we get all those YouTube meme kids out there to see the movie.
Look, I want it to be good.
No, you don't.
I do.
I want it to be good. If you cared about good, you wouldn't be doing this show.
Kids, you're both just awful.
Worst. He's not wrong.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Laura Dern is 50 years old today. Right?
Right.
Yeah. A lot of people upset no Bell for Laura Dern, by the
way. Yeah, I think I'm down with no Bell.
You're down with no Bell?
Yeah.
I'm down with Bell.
Allie, you're the only one in here not thinking with his penis. You make a ruling on Laura Dern, please.
I am often thinking with my penis, not in this case, though. I feel like she could get a Bell, and here's why.
I didn't know we're opening up the floor.
Just a yes or no.
How about a yes or no one in a while?
Does everything
have to be a filibuster?
She gets to have sex with a lot of hot dudes, so she's doing something right. I'm belling her. Boom!
Okay.
Ding, ding, ding.
All right. Allie has ruled.
Yeah.
Uzo Aduba is 36 years old today. Emma Roberts is 26. Chloe Grace Moretz turns 20 years old today. And Elizabeth Banks is 43. Remember when Elizabeth Banks was in that movie Slither?
I don't remember that at all. Now, I know that you were in Slither, and I remember seeing that movie at the time, but it seemed like it was a long time ago. What stuff did you do in Slither?
What stuff did I do in Slither?
Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
Where are you going with this, Bean?
Who were you in Slither? Did you chase snakes? What did you do back then?
What the serious hell?
Right?
Look, I have no excuse for that. I'm only sad at the
tape. How are you going to make it right? How are you going to make it right?
I'm apologizing.
Nah, that's not enough. What are you going to do to make it right?
There's nothing I can't do.
What are you prepared to do?
It happened, and I'm sorry that it happened, and I'll try to do better next time.
Wish that was the next
time. Take it from me. It's not going to help.
Seems flimsy. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
1 hour from right now, we get prepared for the return of The Walking Dead on AMC this Sunday night. We'll have actor Tom Payne in studio with us. He plays Jesus, don't you know? And I wonder if it sucks to have to keep that hair for that role. You know those Walking Dead people?
Sure.
You know? Mm-hmm. A lot of months of the year, they got to stay looking like they look. I wonder if he likes that.
I mean, we can ask him.
I don't know what else we're supposed to talk about here.
Do you want us just to guess?
Maybe this isn't the time to speculate on that?
He's coming in an hour. I'm saying we could all go around the room and take guesses, but why?
Well, it might be better just to wait. All right, so that's coming up on K-Rock. Bob Dylan is back in the news for a bunch of different ways. You guys, everybody knows who Bob Dylan is, I hope, right, at this point? He's a legendary singer-songwriter, became famous in the 1960s as a voice of a generation, did a lot of songs like a Rolling Stone and the Times They Are Changing, and then continued on with an amazing string of albums in the 70s, in the 80s, and in the 90s. He's still making records today, still very popular. He's 75 years old, and he's in the news for a couple of different reasons. One is he won the Nobel Prize a few months ago, and he is soon to head to Sweden to pick up the $1 million check and give a speech, which is part of the deal when you win the Nobel Prize.
I could hear that speech.
Nobel Prize for Literature.
So good.
And the other is that he has just announced a triple album. Again, he's 75. He has announced a triple album that will be released next month
How is he still writing that many songs at his age?
Funny you should ask, Kevin, because it's all covers. It's standards. And by that, I mean it's songs from like the 40s and the 50s, Frank Sinatra-type music that Bob Dylan is singing. And I'm not sure that's what his fans are looking for from him, but that's what he's decided he's going to do. I mean, he's always kind of followed his own path. So we have many questions for Bob, and it's been a while since we had him on the show, so we thought, let's get Mr. Dylan back on the phone and find out what's up. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Well, Kennedy,
I'm not sure what you said there, but it's great to talk to you as well. How are you feeling today?
Hey, goodness, all I said is you won't go to Sweden.
He's going to Sweden.
Going to Sweden. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. Now, a lot of people were surprised that you made virtually no acknowledgement of winning the Nobel Prize for Literature, and they thought that maybe you either weren't happy about it or it was some sort of a protest. Or can you tell us anything about that?
No.
All right.
I'm kidding. Yeah, this is the same. And then, when the Zelda General and the Power of Zelda, Grandstone, Animal Management.
Anyone?
Yep. You asked.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I'm sorry. Sure missed the answer. Yeah. All right. So you're going to Sweden. You're going to give a speech. Kevin was saying he'd love to hear that speech. Can you tell us anything about it?
Here you go.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Nobel Prize Committee, as it is in here, I sing your own all in the same. And when feelings and well sad, all got in the same, and saying on dirty, dirty, dirty. It's all the same. You want to hear it all?
Nope. Well, I got a taste of it there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll be fun, I guess. Going to Sweden, right? Oh, what's happening? What's this?
Are you working on music now?
Hey, got the world on a string.
Okay. Bob, hey, Bob. Mr. Dylan? Hey, Bob. We were wondering why it is you keep doing all these old-timey songs instead of writing your own songs, which is frankly what you're best at.
I just love those songs.
Right.
I just sing them.
That you're improving that number.
Hey, Bob.
Mars?
I mean, some people would say that your singing perhaps is not the best, sir. You're not the best singer. Perhaps your songwriting is where your importance lies.
I don't like it. Sam.
You don't like Sam?
I like I am you.
Right. I don't think that's helping. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 8:24.
See you in court.
See you in court. Hey, guys, I got to be honest. I used to love eBay.
How do you used to?
I can't remember. I'm trying to remember the last time I even went to eBay to buy anything.
What?
I don't remember buying anything on eBay in years now.
You're all Craigslist all the time now? Just meeting people in motels?
I don't know.
Stabbing.
A
lot of stabbing.
Are you still spending time on eBay, Ralph?
Of course, yes. You kidding me?
Is it Batman collectibles you're looking for?
Yes. Amongst other things. But mostly Batman collectibles, yeah.
How much does it change?
For me to find. Stuff goes up daily.
It does. Changes daily?
I always go to my preferred searches and I list newest. So if I go in once a week, then I can see at least in the past 7 days what's come up new.
All right.
I mean, look, it's a great idea, and it's a great site. I guess I just haven't been hunting for anything lately. But eBay is back in the news right now because of, we'll let the news story tell you about the latest surprising purchase.
We now have proof for you that you can sell just about anything on the Internet. a Cheeto cheese snack that bears a resemblance to the slain gorilla from the Cincinnati Zoo named Harambe just sold for, get this, nearly $100,000 on eBay. Yes, $100,000. The seller says he found it in a bag of Flamin' Hot Cheetos. The bidding began at $11.99 in late January, but it ended this morning with a winning bid of $99,900.
Now, there are a couple of updates on the story since that was reported. First of all,
it's false.
The guy who bid the $99,000 backed out.
What happens
a lot of times with these is it just becomes an internet thing and people think it's funny to bid. But at the end, they go, well, I wasn't really going to pay for it. So eBay, last I heard, was going through the 132 bids on the Cheeto.
Next highest was $14.99.
Probably about that, yeah. So whatever the next highest one is that was a legitimate bid, that's the person who's going to get it. And the guy who was selling the Cheeto is donating however much money it ends up being to an animal rights group. So, you know, hopefully he'll get a little bit of money for the Cheeto.
Why not a Cheetos rights group? The thing that's dying is the Cheeto.
Guys, why would anyone want a Cheeto in the shape of a gorilla?
Why wouldn't you, more importantly?
I mean,
that's an automatic, that's a party. That's a conversation.
Is that a party?
People come to your house and they say, and you say, oh, by the way, have you seen my Harambe Cheeto? Boom.
No.
That is a party. You're on.
Define party.
You're the talk of the town.
I don't understand the logic behind that. But then again, here's another story of somebody buying a thing in the shape of another thing. And this one goes back to 2005. This is a woman in Reading, Pennsylvania, who sold a bowl of cereal with an image resembling the Philadelphia Eagles logo on eBay. Carol Ludwig said the image formed out of green Applejack pieces in her daughter's green breakfast bowl. The bowl, by the way, belonged to her grandfather, who was a lifelong Eagles fan. And the Eagles that year were in the Super Bowl in Jacksonville, Florida.
Damn skippy they were.
So she was – which they lost, by the way. Which she was able to sell for $760. Now, this was the bowl and the cereal minus the milk. And the person who bought that
was a wise man.
In 2005 was our own Ralph Garman, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Ralph Garman.
It was an omen.
Who's quoted in the story as saying he would have gone higher.
Of course. No. It was an omen, first of all. Jacksonville, Florida, where the Super Bowl was being held.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Apple Jacks.
Right.
Okay.
And she pours milk in a bowl of cereal, and just magically the center of the cereal bowl forms in the shape of the Eagles logo.
Wow. Okay, but did it, though.
Did they call you when they won the Super Bowl and say, thanks for buying that cereal?
Well, listen. Yeah.
They didn't win it.
What?
I know. They didn't win.
What? Didn't you hear B?
Yeah.
They left it, baby. But who was willing to take that chance? Especially when there were Patriots fans going on the website, on eBay, saying, we're going to buy this, and we're going to bury it in Gillette, and we're going to chop, we're going to set it on fire, we're going to burn it. I mean, you can't let that kind of mojo fall into the hands of the enemy.
I respect it, Ralph.
Thank you, Al.
Yeah,
she respects crazy.
It had to be done. Someone had to do it.
But hold on. Let me stop the nonsense right here. First of all, the Cheeto didn't really look like Harambe. And second of all,
it really does. Have you seen the picture? It really does.
You find the right picture of Harambe, and maybe there's a resemblance, but it's not. It has not.
Don't you get the feeling? You go, ladies and gentlemen, the Harambe, and then they would go, I don't know what that is. You go, well, there was a story in a zoo. Do you remember
that? In Cincinnati. Get out of my house.
But I'm going to suggest to you that the cereal in this bowl didn't really resemble the Philadelphia Eagles logo. It did if you were looking for it and you wanted it to be true, it did.
In all the pictures you saw of it?
I haven't seen any of the photos.
Oh, so you had never seen it.
How about that?
No, I've never seen the thing you're talking about.
Exactly.
Well,
yes.
I'm telling you, it looked exactly like the Philadelphia Eagles logo.
Did it look $760 worth, though?
It looked more. It looked more.
You feel like you won.
$99,000 more.
You put this lady off.
What did you do with the bowl when it arrived?
When it arrived, we took it to the Shack, which was where I was watching my Eagles games at the time.
Local bar.
And we put it up in a place of honor, and we We lit candles and we all did a dance.
Oh,
and there was some sort of rituals. I can't really. There was some bloodletting. There was a goat. I remember. It was just it was a fun, supportive thing to do where we could say this could be our luck. This could be our lucky year. This is our lucky totem.
And but then afterwards, well, that sucks, and just knock it to the ground.
To the ground. it was all done in fun, and I was glad I did it because it was a fun moment for everyone.
All right. Well, are you like Ralph?
What?
Are you like the guy?
Do you buy nonsense?
Are you awesome?
Are you the guy who bought the Harambe Cheeto? We want to hear from you. We're looking now. What's the qualification? Are we just looking for bizarre things? Are we looking for dumb things? Are we looking for things you can't believe you bought? Things you regret buying? What do we want?
I think all of the above. Not good. Not good things that you love and everybody else goes, hey, that's a great purchase. We're not looking for that. We're looking for the nonsense that Ralph buys. Bowl of cereal with Fruit Loops.
You
looks
have
like
a
an eagle.
Fur sink.
What?
A fur sink.
A fur sink.
That would be a bad buy.
That would be a bad buy as well.
If you got it wet, that would be a problem.
Weird.
All right. So you bought a terrible thing on eBay. Yes. What were you thinking? We want to hear your stories right now. 1-800-520-1067. Your call's coming up next on K-Rock.
I cannot believe I'm saying this, but it's raining in the OC.
I know, it's crazy. I got to tell you, the traffic is a nightmare. The 405 is jammed. The 5, the 710, they're all gridlocked.
Stay safe, stay dry, and let's all pray for sunshine.
Hey!
Why is it Kevin on every TV show?
Right? That's what I want to know.
Right? All right. You're listening to the Kevin Bean Show here on a Friday morning. Actor Tom Payne from The Walking Dead, he's Jesus, don't you know, joins us just after 9. Right now, though, we're talking about eBay. It's been a long time since I thought about eBay, but it's been in the news again lately, and we thought it might be fun to find out what cool stuff you have bought. And by cool, I mean disasters. I mean regrets. I mean stupid.
Right.
What was I thinking? That's what we're talking about at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start in Long Beach, go to Rory, and see what he bought on eBay.
Hey, Rory.
Hey, so I bought a trillion Zimbabwe dollars.
A trillion Zimbabwe dollars.
Okay.
Yeah. It was like $5 on eBay. Apparently, like, inflation hit in Zimbabwe, like, really bad, and they decided to go over to the American dollar.
Okay.
So everybody who had Zimbabwe dollars was like selling them on eBay, and you could get like $1 trillion for nothing. And so
okay,
like,
but then what do you do with the $1 trillion in Zimbabwe dollars?
I keep it so that I'm still rich.
But are you rich if you're a trillionaire in Zimbabwe dollars that aren't worth anything?
I'm a trillionaire in Zimbabwe. That's what.
But you're not because they switched over to the American dollar.
Well, I still got $1 trillion.
That's right, Rory.
You're
right.
Special.
Yep. I mean, that's tough to argue.
I mean, look, it was only five bucks.
Yeah,
I'm still a trillionaire, regardless.
But if you took that same $5 and took it to Zimbabwe, you could probably buy a house.
Probably, if it's less than $1 trillion in Zimbabwe for a house. I can buy
Thank
one.
You for the call, Rory. Keep doing what you're doing, son. 1-800-520-1067. What did you buy on eBay?
I like that there was zero embarrassment in that guy.
No,
very proud. He's a trillionaire now.
Pretty sweet.
Let's go to Silver Lake and let's say hi to Jeff. Let's find out what dumb thing he bought on eBay.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, what's up?
You bought something stupid on eBay?
Yeah, so I had gotten a gift. It was like a decorative Japanese sword from a friend. So I went on eBay to look for like a wall mount or a stand because it didn't come with one and I didn't have anywhere to put it. I don't know what came over me, but I browsed on eBay looking for the thing for not even 10 minutes. I end up spending $350 on a two-handed 25-pound battle axe that just sits in my room.
A battle axe?
Yeah, it just looked really freaking cool, and I was like, okay, maybe if it's, you know, this much, I'll get it. Oh, it's $350. Yeah, sure, what the hell? It looks really cool.
Yeah.
Is it like a medieval one, or is it a...
Yeah.
Oh, it's a modern battle axe, Allie.
Maybe it was a replica.
It's one all the new battle axe fighters use.
Yeah, for the modern, you know,
right.
Or
players. You watch all the battle axe fights going on down there at the StubHub.
I'm sure they have a ton of replicas that you could buy for people to do the recreations.
But this was an actual.
These sellers, they make replicas. They make, like, Game of Thrones swords. They make, you know, things for movies.
Yeah.
This is actually from a video game series. And. I mean, the craftsmanship is cool and everything. When I saw it, I was like, that's beautiful. But now I just have this 25-pound hunk of wood and metal sitting in a box in my closet with nothing to do with it.
That was very sad.
Got sad quick.
And by the way, Ralph, let me thank you very much for the call, Jeff. Appreciate it. Let me ask you this, Ralph, because you know we've talked about auctions before. You just get it's heat of the moment, man. And when you're buying something, how often do you think, all right, but seriously, I'm not going to spend more than fill in the blank. But then once you're close and somebody else is just a little bit over, you can't stop yourself but busting your budget, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
But that was a battle axe.
That was right. I think a 25-pound It's in a box in his closet.
Yeah.
All right, let's take one more. Let's go to Chino.
I still like the trillionaire. I'm standing by him.
Let's talk to Nick. I think Nick may have been on the other side of the equation. I think he may have sold something dumb. Let's find out what he's talking about.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, what's going on? I sell a ton on eBay, tons of crap mostly, and people pay astronomical dollars for it. I actually sold one pair of socks for $100. I actually tweeted you guys a picture, too.
A pair of socks?
Yep, a pair of, like, they weren't even full socks. They were little booty socks with a little
pom-pom on it?
Exactly.
Oh, nice.
And beautiful, huh?
Why did they spend $100 on it? Did you come up with some kind of great story for it?
No, nothing.
What?
I have
no idea. I'm looking at the picture. No, it makes no, just as, it's just.
Yeah, I remember it, those socks.
But doesn't it look like they should cost about 99 cents?
Oh, tops, for sure.
For three pair.
Well, I paid 50 cents for them, you know.
So. How did you sell them for $103?
I have no idea. They just sell for that, and so,
Somebody having a costume party, something like that, needed that to complete their outfit.
Or a collector, maybe. I have no idea. I sell tons of stuff like that, and you'd have no idea what people will pay for stuff.
Nick, are you making a living just selling crap on eBay at a profit?
No, I do it part-time, but, I mean, in December, I made $9,000. I mean, it's
what? Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's crazy.
I got a lot of crap I need to sell.
Just crap. I mean, I'm not going to lie. But
it sounds like Nick's the guy to sell it for you, Kevin. No joke.
Who's that's buying old socks, though?
Right?
Hey, you know what? I have about 50 gas cans in my garage I can sell to you since I'm part of that club.
Oh, fantastic.
I run out of gas, so that's the difference.
Yeah, well, then you're not part of the club.
No, I guess not. I learned that today.
You're looked down upon by the club.
I'm sorry, Nick. You're on the B team.
Yeah, I got to start my own club.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Bye-bye.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
Got one more chance for you to win those tickets for the Lumineers and the private party tonight at the Grammy Museum and be qualified to see them in Cape Town, South Africa. That'll happen between 9 and 9:30. And I think we're actually going to do the grand prize drawing before the end of today's show and send somebody to South Africa.
That's correct.
So that is all coming up. Plus, we'll talk Walking Dead with actor Tom Payne right after the top of the hour. First, Ralph is here with a special guest for the Showbiz Beat on a Friday.
Well, we were talking earlier in the show during the movie beat about the new movie, the Lego Batman movie that's opening up this weekend. And although it's very clever and very well done and very well written and performed, it is basically a kid's movie. So I thought it would be appropriate to get a kid's opinion on the film. So I just went outside. I just walked up and down the street until I just saw a kid. I just brought a random kid here into the studio.
I don't feel like...
Excuse me.
Are you sure?
Excuse me, random kid. What is your name?
Olivia.
Olivia. Nice to meet you, Olivia. And we've never met before, right?
No.
No, we've never met before. And I was just curious, what did you think of the Lego Batman movie? What did you think?
I think it was really good.
Do you think other kids will like it? Do you think they will enjoy watching that film?
Yeah.
Yeah? What was your favorite? Who was your favorite character in the Lego Batman movie? Did you like Barbara Gordon or Batgirl?
Barbara Gordon.
Yeah, I think it's she's a great character for little girls.
What about journalist number three? Do you remember journalist number three, Olivia?
Do you think kids... What was your favorite part of the film? What was your favorite part of the film? Do you remember what happens in it? Maybe when Batman captures all the bad guys in that big box?
Yeah.
Was that fun?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell kids to go see the movie, why don't you? Go ahead. Say, go see the movie, kids.
Go see the movie, kids.
There you go. Who was your favorite, Olivia, person I just met, a young girl I just met outside?
Right.
Who was your favorite actor in the film? Who's your favorite voice performer in the film?
Ralph Garman.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Who saw that coming?
Shocking. And I want to say thank you. I had no idea. It's such a fan base amongst first graders.
You just met her. How does she know your first and last name?
I think she just remembers the name from the movie. I don't think she even knows who she's talking to.
How about that?
I happen to be Ralph Garman. Isn't that funny?
What?
Well, isn't that a coincidence? That
yes.
You're getting a chance to meet one of your favorite voiceover actors right now. How thrilled you must be. How fun it must be for you right now. Right?
And just in life in general.
Yes. I love you, sweetie. Thank you for stopping by. That's my my little girl, Olivia, of course, by the way.
Wait, what?
Yes, she's my
you
daughter.
You said that you just walked outside and what?
That was all show business facade,
wow.
Kevin.
This is an acting family.
Yeah. She's here selling Girl Scout cookies. And everyone has been kind enough to buy, so we appreciate that.
She said Ralph Garman.
I know, right? How adorable is
that
she?
Was awesome.
She would have said someone else.
That wouldn't have been bad for her, I think. Speaking of Ralph Garman, he's going to be on stage tonight with, tomorrow night, with Kevin Smith, doing our Hollywood Babylon show, of course. It's a rare Saturday night show, 10 p.m. It's me and Kevin taking the stage at the Improv on Melrose. You can go to improv.com to get your tickets and to get more information. And speaking of Kevin, he is in the news today. Made a news announcement last night on social media talking about his new film that he'll be working on this year called Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. It is, I can't believe it's been since 2001 was the last time we saw Jay and Silent Bob.
Is that right?
Yeah, with Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. And so this is a reboot of that franchise, but it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek take on rebooting old movies. And in the plot, Blunt Man and Chronic, the movie they hated so much in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, is being rebooted, and so the boys saddle up once again to come to Hollywood to stop that from happening. And Kevin said he's already in business with Miramax. They're into it, so it looks like it's going to happen. This summer he'll be shooting it. So
the 2001 one was great, by the way.
Very funny film. That's one of my favorites of his. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Chloe Grace Moretz is 20 years old today. Actress Emma Roberts turns 26. Uzo Aduba celebrates her 36th birthday today. Laura Dern celebrates her 50th birthday. Elizabeth Banks is 43. You know, Elizabeth Banks, very popular. She's been in the Pitch Perfect movie. She directed the last one. She's going soon to be seen as Rita Repulsa in the new Mighty Morphin Power Rangers film. But she got her career start years ago. I remember a movie she did called Slither. I wonder if anybody ever talked to her about that film.
I know that you were in Slither, and I remember seeing that movie at the time, but it seemed like it was a long time ago. What stuff did you do in Slither?
What stuff did I do in Slither?
Yeah.
I don't understand the question.
Where are you going with this, Bean?
Who were you in Slither? Did you chase snakes? What did you do back then?
God damn it, Bean.
I'm sorry. Elizabeth Banks' birthday has become the worst day of the year for me.
There's no snakes in Slither, by the way. Did you know that in the movie? About aliens, about like alien slugs. There's no snakes in it.
Maybe I was thinking of a different movie.
No, you
didn't.
No.
Maybe that's why you said Slither.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why I was having so much trouble placing her in
You were a dog with a bone with that
right?
Slither. You would not.
I was trying hard. I was trying hard, but to what end, I don't know.
Well, it could have been worse. You could have asked her about the dollar. Why the dollar is so strong. Do we have that one, Chip? You have that one around?
I don't think we have time.
We have time.
Who did he ask about the dollar? Who was the actress
who had
a degree in economics, remember?
It was Rachel Nichols.
Rachel Nichols, yeah. He asked her why the dollar gets devalued.
Sorry, Ralph, we don't have it.
It's amazing anyone listens to this show.
Right?
Ever.
Right?
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Right?
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 Right.
Hey, the second half of season 7 of The Walking Dead returns this Sunday night on AMC. We could not be more excited. I'm telling you, if Negan doesn't get what's coming to him, then there's going to be a riot, ladies and gentlemen. We couldn't be more excited to welcome our next guest to the studio. He is actor Tom Payne. He plays Jesus on The Walking Dead. How are you, Tom?
Very well. Very nice to be here.
It's great to see you. We're big fans of your work on the show, and I had no idea until reading up on you that that Jesus actually has a name and it's not Jesus. I didn't know that your character's name is really Paul.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And they just call him Jesus because he looks like Jesus.
Yeah, various reasons. He looks a lot like Jesus. He's a nice guy. You know, the usual stuff.
Stigmata. Just he's a nice guy?
Yeah, he's nice. He sometimes performs miracles.
Right. Well, Tom, we have so many questions because the Walking Dead, you know, we've been such huge fans of for so long. I mean, who hasn't been? But I also know that you are bound contractually to never tell us anything interesting. We know that they pretty much have a gun to your head if you say something you're not allowed to.
Yeah.
So, gosh, that's the end. Okay, see you later.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for stopping by.
And yet, that never stops us from having people from The Walking Dead in.
We do always say yes.
But there's so much, especially right now, there's so much anticipation for the second half of this season just because of the buildup. And I know you know what I'm talking about. So, talk a little bit about that, if you would, about how the second half of the season is really going to pay off for people who have been on the journey.
Well, I think the first half of the season was difficult for everyone, audience and cast, because everyone was so split up and in completely different places, mentally and physically, after the horribleness of the premiere. And so I think the audience is really hankering for everyone to get back together and go kick Negan's ass. And I think the beginnings of that in the premiere, there are things that I can say because it's been trailed. So in the next episode, my character takes everyone to the kingdom to meet Ezekiel. Ooh.
And possibly
the tiger if he's awake. And so, yeah, it's the beginnings of us trying to get some kind of group together to fight back and rise up.
You know, it's so interesting that everyone loves the Negan character so much because of how brilliantly Jeffrey Dean Morgan plays it. But still, we're all Team Rick, and we're so conflicted because we love Negan, but we really want Negan to get his. You know what I mean?
I know. He's a really interesting character with Jeffrey playing him, definitely. And he was always written that way in the comic books, in that he has these great lines and he's a great villain. So, you know, you love to hate him. And in some ways there are other people on the show who've had a harder time because they messed over one of the characters or something. And of course Negan came in and killed two of the characters.
Yeah.
And still, people want to hug him and love him in real life. But, yeah, they hate him in the show.
I don't want to hug him or love him.
Oh, I do.
In real life, you do?
Yeah, I think every lady does. Yeah.
Jeffrey Dean. He does more without saying stuff than most actors. Like, he can go for 20 seconds and not say a word, and he scares the crap out of you just by looking at it, by watching it.
He also, I actually look at his scripts and stuff. I go, God, I'm really glad I'm not playing that character, because he has so much to say in every single episode. That's a really tough job, especially when he came in at the end of last season and he was the new guy in front of everyone, and he knew he was going to come in and take out two longstanding members of the cast. That's a really tough job.
Yeah. You were the new guy once, Tom. What is it like going to work for a show like that is up and running for several seasons? And you're meeting so many people, and there's especially a character like yours that was from the comic book, so much expectations. I can't imagine what that feels like as an actor to do that.
It was pretty intimidating, but it was so crazy, like, in that there were so many different parts to handle, in that I didn't have a beard, so I had to have a fake beard. I didn't have long hair, so I had to have extensions. I had this incredibly hot costume. I was running around in the heat of Georgia being chased by Norman and Andrew. Like, I was like, okay.
I gotta tell you, that scene was like straight out of the Three Stooges.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It was really weirdly wacky for the show.
It was a nice pressure release. After all that stuff that had happened in Alexandria and we lost some other characters, like, that episode really, like, it was like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And I know Andy and Norman had fun shooting that and getting away from all the blood and guts that had come before. But for me, it was kind of, intimidating again, because I kind of come in and make them look a bit stupid and run rings around them a little bit. And so, it was an interesting way to come in.
Is that a fake beard?
No, it's all real now.
I was going to say, holy
shit. Yeah, it looks pretty good, right?
They did a great job the first season. But actually, like, I was hoping that my real beard would look similar, and they did a great job guessing what my real beard looks like.
Wow.
So because
you just didn't shave, just nothing.
And just like a random patch. Yeah,
like, I'm going to need the fake beard again.
Exactly. I was worried about that.
Oh, no.
I was actually worried about that.
Because you are a strikingly handsome young man, and you do have the Jesus look. What's it like walking around? You get recognized all the time.
Yeah.
What's that been like for you?
It's the craziest part of it. Like, I've been saying a lot, like, I'm lucky in that I'm 34 now. Like, I've been out here for 7 years, and I came when I was late 20s, and I've been saying, like, if it came earlier on, I think that's a lot to deal with. But I'm kind of more prepared for it now. But yeah, I'm super recognizable with the beard and the long hair. There's not even like cap and sunglasses that you can see my beard and everything, but it's just something, you know, we're very lucky with the show. Everyone loves the show. Everyone feels really involved, and it is really a Walking Dead family. And also, I got lucky with my part. Like, I'm not the guy that people shout, "I hate you," in the street.
Yeah, that's true.
Some other people do get.
How many actors walk through town and people go, "Jesus"?
Oh, God,
it'd be so weird.
It's the weirdest thing. And honestly, like, it's stupid because people will exclaim, you know, "Oh, Jesus," and I'll turn around. And I you know,
talking about you at all?
No. And that's really not great.
That's amazing.
But also, if I'm not, even if they don't watch the show, I was checking in my bag at the airport, and because of the way I look and the blue eyes and everything, the woman behind the counter is like, "Oh, you've got the whole Jesus look," and she doesn't watch the show.
Wow.
It's like, I can't. Get away from that aesthetic. You know?
This is the voice of actor Tom Payne here on the Kevin Meacher. You're talking about the return of The Walking Dead this weekend. You mentioned your fans.
Mm-hmm.
Dave, our producer, tells us that you just had an interesting experience with your fans on a boat.
We went on a Walker Stalker cruise
for
3 days from Miami to the Bahamas. And that, talk about getting record. I mean, every single person on that boat.
It was called the Walker Stalker Cruise?
Walker Stalker Cruise, yeah.
Okay, good.
How many fans and how many cast members?
I think it's like just over 2,000 fans, maybe. And cast members, 8.
Oh, my gosh.
Past and present cast. And Norman and Jeffrey were on as well. And obviously, people went crazy over it. They had a little, you know, in parentheses, Q&A on the first night, which just was them and Greg Nicotero up on stage with everyone in the audience screaming, "Ah, I love you, I'm a baby." There's no kind of...
Not much of a question.
Yeah, no question and answers whatsoever.
But when you're on a boat, though, it's not like you can get away from your fans.
Yeah, that's a captive audience.
It's full-time.
Yeah, they have like an area of the ship which is just for us, which was nice, and you know, they guard the elevators. And if you want to go out into the madness, then you can, you know, but... And it's actually really fun. Like, I, at heart, like, I'm a geek myself, and I remember what it's like to be a fan, and I love, like, I popped in on a few different things at times in the boat, which were being run by other actors, and I just love that, like, excitement and smiles that you can give to people by popping up and going, "Hey, I'm here as well," and people are like, it's just really fun, and I see there was, like, a bar crawl, and I turned up in the last bar and gave everyone their drinks, and you know, obviously, it was, like,
just
selfie
as Jesus
heaven.
Would do, by the way.
Right. Just as Jesus would say. Do, giving everyone zombies. Yeah.
Is there any through line in Walking Dead fans, or is it all kinds of people from very young to very old to from everywhere?
That's absolutely the other thing about it is I was on a TV show in England for a while. It was set in a school, and I knew who would recognize me from that show. I was like, "Oh, it's this age group and these people." But this show, honestly, it's everyone. And, you know, in every single group of friends, there'll be like at least one person who watches it. And also, they don't just watch it casually. Everyone who watches it avidly every week.
Obsessed with it,
it's really, really crazy and great. But yeah, no, there's pretty much nowhere. I said to Andy Lincoln the first season, I was like, "Okay, so is there anywhere in the world that you can go and you don't get recognized?" And he just said, "No, there's nowhere. That's it. Like, you're totally done now." I went to the premiere last year, and it was before my episodes had aired. And I, you know, it was at Madison Square Garden, and everyone is screaming and going insane. And I sat with my girlfriend, and I was, she was like, "Are you okay?" And I was freaking out. I was like,
"I imagine.
Oh my god! I've filmed this now. I can't get out of this. I can't get out of this." Like, and it hadn't been on air yet. And I was like, "Okay, right. There's going to be like a change now, and I have to kind of deal with that." And it's been great, and it's been a really nice segue into it. But it is a weird thing going, right, okay, things are going to change, and I'm going to lose my anonymity in a way that I have. And I've been walking around in America for 7 years, and no one recognizes me. So just to have that change in your life of, okay, there is nowhere where I'm guaranteed that I can hide.
Right.
Is it just a weird thing? But at the same time, everyone's lovely and it's great. And yeah. I always get, you know, if people do recognize me, they're super excited to see me. And who doesn't want that, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're super excited for Sunday night. And we're super excited to see Rick smile again for the first time in a long time. That'll
you
be nice.
You will definitely see that.
And there is, just before we say goodbye, Tom, there's never a real tiger, right? It's all CGI? Or there is a real tiger?
Yeah, unfortunately, for various reasons. I know that was a bone of contention for a while with the producers. I was like, we can't do that. We're not going to do that. There's various different things. There's men in suits, and there's men with holding puppets up, and there's
so
CGI.
It's trickery.
It's a lot of different things, yeah, because also it's for the actors as well. Like, you kind of want something there, and
I want a tiger there.
They do it in lots of different ways.
Well, you kind of don't want it to be a tiger.
You think that I do? A group of actors in a room with a real tiger, they wouldn't be in the room, I don't think.
That would add a little extra jolt to the performance. Yeah,
I think it would.
So there you go.
Absolutely think it would.
All right. Well, Tom, you are delightful and you are lovely and you are welcome back anytime.
Thank
and
you.
Congratulations on the tremendous work you've done there on The Walking Dead. We can't wait to see its return. I hope we get to see you again as well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Porta potties, right?
Right.
I mean, that seems like it would be a really good business to get into. But I bet a lot of people would be discouraged to get into that business because, you know, poop. But, I mean, it really is a business that's never going to – there's no recession in the porta-potty business. When mm-hmm. you need a porta-potty, you need a porta-potty, right?
Right.
Sure.
Where are we going with this?
Well, there's a guy who runs a porta-potty business. It's in the news here in a second. But I was just thinking about it when I saw that. It made me think there was a guy who used to have a porta-potty business. And I don't know. They have a lot of different names, a lot of different companies, who used to be up in the Santa Clarita Valley. And his business was his name was Andy Gump. And that's what his porta-potties were called.
Sure.
Andy Gumps.
Sure.
And I thought if you did have a porta-potty business – would you give it your name so that forever you would be – people would meet you, your name is Andy Gump, and now they're associating with the porta potty. Is that – or would you just look at that as, hey, I'm a businessman. It's a point of pride. I've got a reputation, and it's a good one. And would you want to be the porta potty guy?
I mean, it's his brand, and he probably made gazillions of dollars. So
right, but couldn't he have made those gazillions of dollars without putting his name
on the
Porta Potty,
like,
Incorporated or something?
I'm
yeah.
Andy Gump from Porta Potty. That's a lot of words when you introduce yourself.
Just yeah, he's just saving time.
Saving time.
You have to tell everybody what you do when you introduce yourself?
I do.
Okay.
It's just a surprise to me that he put his name on it. You know what I mean? That he was Andy Gump.
Sure.
And then the other night I told you guys, and believe me, I am getting to a story here. There is a point to all this.
Wow.
The other night, remember I told you guys that I went for the first time in almost six months now, I went to dinner in the French Quarter.
Right.
Yes.
And there was a porta potty off of one of the streets there, and the name of the company was Poudette.
I mean, come on.
Amazing.
That's pretty fantastic.
Poudette.
And I thought that was pretty strong as well.
Oh, that's even better.
All right. So here's here's the guy who
I want to go just to poo in it.
John Mullen is his name, and he and his son run a portable toilet business in Britain. He's from Manchester, and he's working. This story started back in April of 2012. It just resolved this week, though. April of 2012, he is working a gig at the Lobster Festival happening in Hardwick Hall, Sedgefield, County Durham. Don't know anything about that? Sounds fancy. All right, so he's there at a lobster festival. And somehow, and you know how lobster festivals can get out of hand, right?
Oh, right. Sure.
Somehow, a fight breaks out in the lobby, and a guy gets headbutted, and 20 people become involved in the scuffle. In fact, the fighting becomes so out of control that the hotel staff is terrified and they lock themselves in the office for safety. They're
wow,
not even trying to break it up anymore. They're just like, we can't. We don't have anything. We can't do anything here. So a brawl is happening. And this guy, John Mullen, the Poudette guy, or whatever his company's called, he, for some reason, attacks somebody with a champagne flute.
Okay.
And slices him in the neck, puts a 2-inch laceration in his neck. Four pieces of glass from the champagne flute lodge into this guy's neck.
All right, so far, so good.
I mean, this is a bad lobster festival.
Bad. Yeah. That's what I meant. So bad. Yes. This is bad.
He missed the victim whose name was Neil Parsons' carotid artery by just millimeters. Very close
wow.
to killing this man. So he stabs the guy with a champagne flute. Like, it's not crazy enough. You can't believe this didn't happen in Florida. The man loses 6 pints of blood. Somebody does call emergency 999, and he is treated, and he did survive.
Wow.
However, our man, John Mullen, he escapes from Manchester, somehow manages to flee the country on a false passport. Now, who's running a porta-potty business that also has a false passport?
Wow. Everything is shady.
What's this guy into?
This poo guy, yeah.
Right?
He flies to
poo
Abu Dhabi.
Shaky.
He flies to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Then he flies on to Bangkok, and he's an international fugitive on the run for 4 years.
Wow.
He finally got arrested last February when he arrived in Sofia, Bulgaria. That's when he was nabbed. That's when they said, you're the guy who stabbed the dude in the neck with the champagne flute.
Wow.
So he gets extradited back to Britain, and he's in jail, and he finally got his verdict this week of 7.5 years in prison for stabbing the guy in the neck during the fight at the Lobster Festival. So 4 years on the run, and then somehow he just checked into the wrong country. They got him in Bulgaria, and now he's in jail for 7.5 years.
Wouldn't you think Bulgaria would you'd be pretty safe there?
Yeah, because didn't they give that cat titanium legs? And that cat loved it. I remember that.
Oh, my God. That cat's name, you guys.
Was Pooh.
Was Pooh.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
It all comes together.
Cat's name was Pooh.
That's remarkable.
So there you go. There's the story that just fascinates me, and I hope to God somebody makes a TV movie out of this.
Right?
I have so many questions about a guy running a porta potty business with a fake passport, stabbing a dude, and then going in and having a cat with titanium legs.
I don't think you have the cat. You're getting those two stories mixed together,
really?
I think.
LANOC's alternative rock. This is the world famous K-Rock. Congratulations, by the way, to Giovanna Landy, or Landa, from Downey. She is our grand prize winner, which means not only is she seeing the Lumineers at the Grammy Museum, she's also going to go to Cape Town, South Africa.
Hey, Giovanna, you are so lucky you're going to go to Cape Town. Make sure you pack your cape. You get to Cape Town with no cape, you are in a big trouble.
She doesn't need a cape.
Oh, Giovanna, you are so good. You make it a pasta fazool. You make a little, you get a little lasagna. Hey, get it to the Cape Town with the lasagna. They make you a queen.
What about waking up today and then having no idea that that's in your future, that somebody's going to give you a trip to South freaking Africa? That's amazing. That's awesome.
Bean's a big picture guy. He likes to look at the,
he does.
That is, the ramifications of a life well lived.
That is destination number two of the K-Rock Wheels Up 2017. We were not allowed to say yet, but soon we'll unveil destination number three that we have all next week, and you guys are going to love it. It's going to be the best.
I heard it's the best. It's Warrant in El Segundo.
Well,
you're
not supposed to spoil it, Ralph.
Is that true? I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say anything.
Not yet. It's 9:42. Time for our final look at the showbiz beat for a Friday and for the whole week. What's going on?
Did you guys watch?
What? What happened?
Did you guys watch History of Comedy last night on CNN?
I taped it. Yeah, my friend interviewed Carol.
Suckers.
That's, I'll watch it later.
Her friend
didn't
interviewed
matter.
Carol.
Didn't matter. Didn't matter. I realized halfway through it didn't matter.
Was it awesome, Ralph?
It was awesome. But I want to hear more of how it relates to Allie. I'd like to know more about how everything just revolves around Allie and her friends.
I didn't know what to do.
Well, you don't say that. That's what you do. That's what you do.
I know.
You stop yourself before those words come out.
I know.
My friend interviewed Carol.
I stopped.
That was the big call.
Wow. If there's anything you don't have a story for, I would like to know
what
it is.
Tell us more about your friend that interviewed Carol.
It's Michaela. She's great.
Carol... O'Connor, Carol,
Avi.
Right? Anyway, sorry. It's great. And I'm looking forward to next week's episode again. It's Thursday nights at 10 p.m. In the meanwhile, CNN has given us these $100 Visa gift cards to give away to celebrate the kickoff of the History of Comedy this week. And I've been asking comedy trivia questions all week long. Today is no exception. You know, if you're looking at the history of comedy, especially comedy movies, I think this one has to be right up there. Because not only did it introduce us to some major comic movie stars, but it also started a whole franchise, really, rolling. I'm going to play you a clip from the movie. You tell me what the name of the film is. Here you go.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no!
Germans? Forget it, he's rolling.
Forget it, he's rolling.
I mean, what's better than that movie?
Very few things are better than that movie. Of course, Bean would like to see it remade and rebooted, sure. Because no one will ever see that movie in
I'm
his
not
world.
Saying that.
So he thinks everyone should remake that movie. Somehow they should redo it. That's what Bean's plan is.
I'm not saying that at all.
Apparently is what you're saying. If you know the name of that movie, give us a call, 1-800-520-1067, and we're going to give you a $100 Visa gift card from CNN. Earlier in the week, we talked about how tough it is to be a kid in show business.
Right.
I'm looking at this story, and I'm thinking, oh, being a woman in show business is no box of chocolates either.
Right.
My friend interviewed Carol about it.
Is that right?
Carol had an opinion.
Very weird.
And so did Deborah Messing. Deborah Messing recently gave a speech where she talked about working early on in her career in 1995 in a movie called A Walk in the Clouds. A Keanu Reeves movie, which is really abusive in and of itself. Being a Keanu Reeves movie. But she was filming, and she had to be in a love scene. And the director treated her so poorly that she said it was a trauma that she carried with her for many years after the experience. This guy said on the set, How quickly can we get a plastic surgeon in here? He shouted.
Oh, God. No.
Her nose is ruining my movie. I can't do this. Look at this, he said, pointing at her face.
That couldn't
who's
have felt
the director?
Good.
His name is Alfonso Arau.
F you, Alfonso.
And she said, I felt ugly. I felt like garbage. I felt deep shame. And another second day of filming, she's supposed to be in bed with another man. And she said, he came up. He said he wanted to set the sheet. And what he did was he picked the sheet up and looked at her naked body and then just dropped the sheet. She says, on top of me like a used Kleenex and walked away without a word.
Ugh. Wow.
So, then, even when she was moving forward in her career, when she was doing Will and Grace, the network forced her to wear falsies to move her bra size up to a C cup. And she told the costume designer she didn't want to wear them anymore because she looked dumb. And the costume designer said, I have to. It's a note from the president of the network.
Wow. This is an icky story.
So it is icky on every level.
Remember the Will and Grace when she wore the water bra?
Yes. That was very funny.
It punctured Kevin, and it was just going everywhere.
Sprung a leak, Kevin!
And Karen had to hold on to her boob.
Water! What are we all talking about here?
I'm not sure.
I don't either.
I have a friend that interviewed her.
Yeah?
Deborah Messing?
Yes. That was one of the best things
yeah,
that's ever
great,
been said.
Yeah, it's great, Kev. Shut up.
Michael C. Hall, our pal Michael C. Hall from Dexter fame. He is joining the cast of The Crown, which is a wildly popular series on Netflix. He's going to be playing President John F. Kennedy.
Tell me, Queen Elizabeth, would you like to have sex with me in Maryland?
Wouldn't that be awesome? Right?
Is it on The Crown?
You don't get it, man.
Was John F. Kennedy was right? He right. Put everybody in a sad position.
Remember, he put us in a sad position.
Oh, such a bummer.
Why did he do that?
He's so selfish, right? Mm-hmm. That head all over the
I
place.
I would get in John F. Kennedy's bed.
And calling. What was that from?
Who knows?
I think it was we were talking about.
Never mind.
No, let her finish. Go ahead, Allie. Go ahead, Allie. What was it from?
What she has here?
It was... What's his name that was here?
What's his name?
What's his name who was here from the
Boston.
Thing?
He's from Boston, the comic that we have on. Super fun. My God. What's his name?
Bill Burr. Michael Chiklis.
Not Bill. The other one.
The other
really
one
cute. Wears
Boston.
Little hats.
He wears hats.
We'll wait.
The hat comic?
Played our last foolishness.
Greg Fitzsimmons.
Thank you, Greg Fitzsimmons. And he, when he was doing the big Tom Brady event down on the Cape, he went to the actual house and the bedroom was still the same.
Where's that watch that tells you when you're bored,
so much
right?
About this. I'm sorry. I haven't been sleeping and I just.
Yeah, that's it. Blame it on sleep.
Greg Fitzsimmons, he's great.
Allie hit two grand slams
right?
In one inning, you guys,
right? See that a lot.
Pretty
in professional,
sweet.
In professional
Lord.
Game.
Man. I'm sorry.
Let's see if we have an answer to my trivia question. You gonna play the clue again for people who want to know.
Sure.
We're looking to identify this comic classic.
What? Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is. Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor? Hell no.
Germans? Forget it. He's rolling.
Damien from Garden Grove. Damien, what film is that?
It's Animal House.
Yes! Animal House is the correct
nice.
Answer.
Nice. Had to think about it for another second.
We noticed.
Yeah. It was odd.
It's very strange.
Favorite movie. Maybe love that movie.
Favorite movie.
Had to think about
it for a while.
Had to think about it. Congratulations. Hold on. We're going to give you all the details. You're going to get a $100 Visa gift card from CNN and their new series, The History of Comedy.
Saw it yesterday. Was awesome. Yeah.
Saw it yesterday. But I had to think about it, what the name was.
Yeah.
All right, Damien, let's put Damien on hold. Not only did that movie give us John Travolta.
Right. John Travolta?
I mean John Travolta. John Belushi.
Okay.
He was a small role.
I was surprised by that.
People don't know it's a small role.
It's catching.
It is.
But that was the first National Lampoon movie, which gave us all the National Lampoon films. National Lampoon Vacation, then it goes on and on. National Lampoon's Caddyshack. It was the beginning. It was the beginning of...
It was the beginning of...
Never mind. Can't bear these people anymore. Today's celebrity birthdays. Lauren Dern is 50 years old today. Elizabeth Banks is 43. Uzo Aduba
I've said her name five times today. Each time I've said it a different way, I think. She is 36 years old. Emma Roberts is 26, and Chloe Grace Moretz is 20. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. On your drive home today, listen to a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour, random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers. Chip is playing in town this weekend.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
How dare you? Okay, so my friend's band, the 210s, are doing a single release party tomorrow night at the Redwood Bar in Los Angeles. My band, Wilhung Heart, is playing as well, 10 p.m. It'll be fun.
It'll be go. Fun.
Okay.
So go. Allie, anything you want to close with?
I'm good. I'm just going to
have your friends talk to anybody lately? Tell us more about your friends.
Don't go guard the joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Right? Don't go guard the joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Roll another one.
This was a success.
No.
Just like the other one.
Can you get the EPA involved, maybe?
Is this what seems to be about to quit?
Think about your thoughts before you say that.
And I need another hit.
I was a good student. I understand things. I comprehend very well. Okay? Better than, I think, almost anybody.
Have some respect, you freaks.
Roll another one.
Tina, come get some ham.
Just like the other one.
Do your job, Kevin. Do your freaking job.
Seems to be
if I tell you, you'll be doing it.
I don't have another cent.
Anyway, play one more and one more and then say goodnight.
It's one of the best things I've had in my mouth.
Just pass it around.
It's funny because it's true.
Well, don't hold on to join my friends.
Yes, do the clown.
Well, just pass it on down.
Pass it on down.
I just want to tell you that I've had enough. It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie, baby. Bye, bye, bye.
I was really confused. Like, I couldn't tell if it was serious or not.
I was laughing, but it was laughing out of distressed confusion.
So, like, embarrassing. Like, if I was doing that, like, I would never be able to show my face in public again.
Well, as long as life continues to disappoint us, I'm going to pee. Excuse me.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
Bye, Bing.
Bing, that's the end of that. You know, it's the only thing he can say.